You're listening to a Ragnar Rock actual play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnar Rock. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnar Rock. Email us at info@ragnarrock.com. Leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373. Or comment on our website. Ragnar Rock is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Clams?
Yes, clams.
Christmas clams.
Or crams.
There was four of them.
I know. Plus one D.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Ragged Rock Actual Play. I'm Yellow.
We're recording?
Yes.
Yeah.
Four stones.
Why didn't I yell out clams?
No stones! No dice!
Meyer, to be fair.
Meyer hasn't puked yet, or turned into a Martian, or, you know, done any, taking his pants off, or...
Well, Meyer hasn't puked yet,
it's
because we haven't played...
It's the holiday season.
Captain Puff?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, Cardinal Puff.
Cardinal Puff. Mm.
Well, today we will be playing Call of Cthulhu. This is going to be a part of the Chronicles of Frank Pete.
Yeah.
And it will be a very special Christmas episode.
Jingle bells, Cthulhu smells, oh no, he ate me.
Exactly. This game is called Merry Christmas, Frank Lamont.
Game?
Yay!
I have to see, I feel a little excluded.
Shut up.
Noggy Nixon.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to add you into the title, but you're going to be in parentheses after me. Just like Anteros.
Because Anteros.
Augie definitely would fight with the God to be included in the title.
Yeah.
No, Augie doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist.
He would fight with whatever.
He would fight with the almighty, powerful creator.
He would blog about it.
So let's begin. Introduce ourselves. I am Ed, and I will be running this here. Shindig.
Stop lying. You ain't running shit.
Ouch.
Ouch. Don't worry. I'm going to die by the end of this game. So I'm James. I'm playing John Bernard, a farmhand.
John Bernard Shaw?
Or something. I don't know. I think it was just John Bernard.
I know.
I'm also going to be breaking Ed's balls throughout the entire game.
That's going
to
be...
You're off to a great start.
Meyer?
I'm Meyer, and I'll be playing Jamie Bolton, who's going by... Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
fake name, too. Dwayne Robertson.
Oh, that's right. You guys got new IDs.
Yeah. The guy, the badass biker with one arm. And
that's fine, because the people wanted for murder is a biker with two fully functional arms. So
yeah, pretty good, but...
That's pretty good. My name is Will, and I'll be playing Steve Williams, the paranormal investigator, who, like, in the last game, won the state watch football game.
Funker. David, I'm playing Sean Pepper 2.0. I can't remember my alias, because, like...
I have your alias right here.
All
right. I have you down as Jason.
Jason what?
Voorhees?
No. Yeah.
Whoa, what the fuck? How do you not like Jason Voorhees?
You're Detective Harry Ellis. I don't know why you have Jason.
Meyer, you should not have to get an Epicac again, man. Stop bringing Epicac all the time.
It's delicious.
Step on a Lego.
Oh.
You're William Clay. He's Harry Ellis. And Meyer is Dwayne Robinson.
Yeah. Robertson.
Robinson.
Robinson. Yeah.
All right, I'm Alex, and I'm playing Augie Nixon, everyone's favorite...
psychopath.
No, conspiracy theorist drifter.
Nuthouse escapee?
With his pet iguana, Spiro, who, since I am now got insane, I hear talking to me.
Yeah.
How come he gets a pet and we don't?
Because I said I had a pet.
We have a pet named Pete. Pet.
I'm going to kidnap a midget.
We do have a pet. We have the dog.
We have Pete, man.
I'm pretty sure the dog is Cthulhu.
The dog is probably Frank's luck charm, and Frank and Jamie's luck charm, because... No, wait.
Yeah,
Frank's been around since the beginning.
No, Jamie has not.
David's not. So the dog's probably Frank's luck charm. I don't know if you want to consider that luck.
Or the dog is one of the other
The
guys.
Dog is the other.
Should I interrupt them and just introduce
Frank
myself,
alive.
Or let them keep going?
No, you go.
Okay. Just checking.
No.
I'm Angela. I'm playing Sheila Mortimer, who I'm pretty sure everybody calls Shirley at this point.
Sheila!
I thought we migrated from Shirley to Sheila.
One or the other. I don't even remember. Just
she's supposed to be Sheila, but we called her Shirley for a while, but she's Sheila.
Yeah.
Her name is in a constant state of flux.
It's, which is, well, like my
side life. Check.
It's fine.
Nope.
Checking.
Oh, wait, actually, that's a 3. That's a 2. I just wasted.
Wait a minute.
You roll
Does anyone
two.
Remember if she's Sheila or Shirley?
Nope.
No! Oh, my God!
Anyway.
Hi, I'm Ryan, Brian. And I'm going to be playing the titular character in this scenario. Frank Lamont.
Yeah, Frank Lamont.
How do you feel to be so honored, Ryan?
I'm very nervous.
It's a very dubious honor.
I've decided this session I'm going to go back and forth between playing Will and playing Meyer.
Oh,
so I'm either going to stay back and watch the game or pick meaningless fights with NPCs.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I do that.
All right, and so yeah, you are, your alias is Detective William Clay.
Oh, I'm a detective again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we're both detectives.
That's right.
You want to shine my badge?
Sure.
Yeah. You're the senior detective, and he's your junior partner.
What a way to hide.
Yeah, we're homicide detectives from Florida.
That's
yes.
right.
All
right.
What
a way to
Metro,
hide.
Oh, that's right. I just ripped them off for Dexter for you.
No, not Dexter. Die Hard.
Oh, okay. Then you should just name them both Johnson.
No.
They would have a white guy and a black guy named Johnson. They could have said, no relation.
But we don't need to have a black guy named Johnson.
He is a black guy.
Shut up.
No, well, because Dwayne Robinson is from Die Hard. Bill Curry was the alias that Hans used.
Hans.
And Harry Ellis was... Ellis.
Yeah.
All right. So, who remembers what they remember from? Who remembers what they remember from last?
I don't remember what I remember.
Shadow monsters, fire, barn. I got stabbed.
It was like a dream.
He was watching TV.
I remember Meyer stabbing darkness.
Right. It was all an illusion caused by the
nightmares.
The nightmare. Yeah.
The horses.
Yes.
We had a horse.
Someone tried to kill David. Well, David got pretty dead.
No. Somebody stabbed me and then used their magical first aid knowledge to pull the fucking knife out.
Oh, that was wrong.
Right. I fumbled the first aid roll. So
but,
yeah, I did the exact.
Wasn't
wrong
that
thing.
Someone try to kill you too? Like
no.
Somebody
just sat out.
Basically, what happened was David.
I lucked out by getting stabbed.
David dove to try to stop this woman from stabbing somebody,
yeah.
And ended up, and he fumbled the roll.
Oh.
She like crit succeeded, so she stabbed him through.
See where being a hero gets you.
And then,
especially when you roll shit.
And then Ryan fumbled his first aid check.
Yeah.
And pulled the knife out.
Hmm.
Which listeners don't ever do that? Use bulky dressing and apply pressure.
Never pull a knife out of David.
Or just go to the hospital right away.
Or just don't stab.
Don't get stabbed.
Yeah, that's never put yourself in a situation where you're going to get stabbed.
I did not put myself in that situation.
I would.
You jumped in front of the knife.
I was talking about real life.
I would did not.
You did piss your brother off. So.
No. He threw a dart in my chest because he's a twat.
Okay. So you guys were all at that farmhouse in. I forget where. I think it was.
Let's say Virginia.
No, I think it was Nebraska.
Okay.
Really? Corn.
All I remember
because it was a safe house because
that's
Will's last character, the father, killed the guy. Killed.
That's an understatement. He murder fucked her.
He murder fucked the old lady.
Yeah.
And Lundy got you guys fake IDs.
Mm. Right. And he was also cooking a turkey that he named Frank.
Yes.
A deformed turkey.
Yes.
And I am on the
chicken.
Chair.
It was a chicken. I think it was a chicken.
Yeah, it was a chicken. It was a chicken, that had half of its face chewed off by a fox.
Oh.
And he named it Frank.
Awesome.
And
cut its head off in front of him.
Yes. So, Lundy got you fake identities. You're, like I said, Ryan, you're Detective William Clay, divorcee cop, two estranged children, Elizabeth, 17, and Matthew, 24. And your ex-wife Mallory Clay lives in Pensacola with your. With
I feel like it's
going to
come
kids.
Up during the game if you're saying it now.
No, I have a knife.
I think my character joined you guys because
and
you guys burned my.
And a shotgun.
Myers, Dwayne Robinson, Gulf War vet, lost arms to an enemy mortar during Desert Storm.
Oh.
currently a drifter with a minor rap sheet. Served 5 years at Lee Correctional, South Carolina. That's where it was. Lee Correctional in South Carolina. No family, no job, no place of residence.
Have a dog though.
Yes,
named Pete.
And
Pete the cat.
Steve is junior homicide detective with Miami. Harry Ellis with Miami Metro. Partner of William Clay. You switched from bio major to criminal justice after your mom was murdered. Dad died of an aneurysm a few years ago. Younger sister Jessica attends FIT.
Mm.
Those are your fake IDs.
Some of that.
It works.
Mm.
All right. So, we open the game. It is an early winter morning. And Frank, you're standing at the counter at the Slice of Life Diner.
In the town in Vermont?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
And the Beatles' Wonderful Christmas Time is playing on the jukebox.
You really like the Dexter references.
What?
Slice of Life.
Fuck.
Oh, is that the name of his boat?
Yeah.
Oh, forgot about that. No, the last one wasn't a Dexter reference.
No, but, well, Chris's whole character is a Dexter
reference. That wasn't my choice.
And making them from Miami Metro?
No, that was because Ryan's character was from Florida.
Sure it was.
That's not great.
Anyway, Beatles' Wonderful Christmas Time is playing on the jukebox, and in the corner directly to your left is a giant scaffold, too big to fit in the diner, yet somehow it does, with a cartoonish carnival-like facade with the words Frank-O-Matic in lights prominently displayed.
Frank-O-Matic?
The facade is a cartoon version of you wearing a Santa hat. The Frank tune has a moving mechanical arm attached to a rope that seems to control a guillotine-like device that Sean Pepper is currently strapped into. He looks up, says, "Hi, Frank," and then the Frank tune yanks the rope. The blade falls with a shink and severs Sean's head.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there goes
our Pepper. Looks like he made that new character sheet for nothing.
His body slumps to the ground. Your hands feel wet. You look down and they're covered in blood. You wipe them off on your handkerchief, and then across the way in the far right corner of the diner, you see Dr. Doug Smith. That was James's character in the game with the book that took over people.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You see Dr. Doug Smith sitting at a booth with a pretty young lady. You hear another shink. He points behind the young lady, and she turns to look. He slips something into her coke. He winks at you, and he puts his fingers to his lips and says,
"Shh. We gotta kill him."
Oh, man.
Suddenly, someone next to you nudges you with their elbow. Startled, you turn to see Barb standing there, and she says to you, "Can you hold down the fort, Shug? I'm gonna go wait my turn." And she nods towards the line forming in front of the Frank-O-Matic. On the line, you can see Barb's husband, Lou, old friends, family members, Augie, Sheila, and many other familiar faces. Every few seconds, you hear the telltale shink of the blade of the Frank-O-Matic.
You're killing us, Frank.
Falling. Behind the line, through the glass doors of the diner, you can see John Bernard and Steve Wilkinson entering. Barb says, "Oh, newcomers, I'd better get in line before it gets any longer. Excuse me. By the way, you got something on your hands." And you peer down at your hands, and you see they're covered in blood.
Yeah.
You wipe them on your handkerchief. As the steady rhythmic shinks seem to hypnotize you, you hear a familiar voice.
You were really
voice.
Close there, you know.
Yeah.
Really close.
You hear a familiar voice saying, "So, can I get some pie or what?" For the first time, you notice you have customers at the counter, and they are your friends. Buck, Redbone, Polly, Devin, and Father Wilson.
Devin! Redbone!
They're sitting there with expectant looks on their faces.
No, Buck has an expensive look.
From behind you in the kitchen, you hear Jamie's voice saying, "Hey, ain't you guys dead?" The guys at the counter exchange confused glances. Redbone says, "I don't think so." Jamie nods to a pile of headless bodies next to the Frank-O-Matic and says, "Then how do you explain that?" You look closer at the bodies and notice they are, in fact, Buck, Redbone, Polly, Devin, and Father Wilson. "Oh, yeah," says Devin, and then he and Buck burst into flames and begin to burn alive.
Oh, man.
Their flesh melting.
Again?
Father Wilson's head falls off, and Redbone and Polly pop, spraying you and the other customers with it.
Merry Christmas.
You turn to look at Jamie, who you notice is slicing up some iguana. There's a dog pelt hanging next to it.
Oh, no.
Not so funny now, is it?
No.
Jamie says, "Don't worry, pal. You always got me." And then his throat is slit and he drops to the ground.
Oh, that didn't happen yet.
Standing behind him, holding a bloody knife, is Lundy, who smiles and says,
And don't forget about me, Frank. And blink, and he isn't standing there anymore.
And the game's over.
From directly behind you, Lundy's voice whispers in your ear, think fast. And then you feel a knife slide between your ribs. As you fall to the ground, you look at your hands, and they are dripping blood.
This time it's your blood.
And then you wake up.
And then I get a drink. Holy shit.
He wakes up moist.
I think at the roll you're sad.
By the way, I thought that What Were Christmas Time was sung by Paul McCartney only. Have we recovered any hit points?
Oh, whatever. Gosh. Okay, I'll change it.
No. Yeah, I'm on a fucking
Ed, read it again.
Yeah.
All right.
You say Paul McCartney.
And don't stutter so much.
Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. Alright, so yeah, Ryan, you wake up in your, in the apartment that you've been living in for the past couple of weeks. You've been relocated to a, you're in Pennsylvania now.
Alright.
A lot of you have sort of been, moved to Scranton. Ugh. And you're staying in an apartment in Scranton, and you've been having that night every dream.
You've been having that night every
you've
dream.
You've been having that dream every night since the farmhouse. So you might want to make a
right one.
Okay. That's your permanent one, by the way.
Oh, I keep having that dream?
Your permanent is a nightmare.
Yeah, I made it. Just barely, though.
So you're fine.
All right.
But yeah, that's, if you want to write that down, Ryan, that's the permanent that you got at the farmhouse.
Okay.
Is nightmares.
Bless you.
You,
I can be your nightmare.
You've been having that or a variation thereupon.
Nightmare.
I'm
a jerk.
No.
All right, I'm guessing that I'm now mostly an insomniac.
Non-paranoid.
So I'm going to go to the TV and put on game shows. Because game shows are on 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, so you find a game show.
I didn't think that was a schizophrenia.
You put it on.
Yeah. Match game 72. I love this episode.
And your cell phone rings.
Ring, ring, ring.
What time is it?
Phone call.
It is,
time to answer.
It's yourself. four in the evening.
Oh, okay.
You would take a nap.
Morning?
Yeah.
Four in the evening.
In the afternoon.
Afternoon, evening.
He was taking a nap.
Oh, he's taking a nap. Okay.
Nigga, night, night.
All right,
He also drinks heavily.
That's true.
No, I guess this will be a Will scene, so I'll silence the cell phone and watch game shows. No, I'll answer the phone.
All right. Yeah.
Hello?
Frank. It's Lundy.
Mm. I don't know any Frank. My name's Bill.
Right. Detective Clay.
That's me.
The file just came across my desk. Thought you might want to look into it for me.
There's another one of your special projects, Lundy.
You could say that. I've been keeping an eye on police reports and in the area around you because, you know, I don't want you getting picked up. And found a pretty weird one.
Mm.
Actually, this one's from Lancaster. I don't have much on it, but there was apparently a home invasion.
What is it?
A guy named Stoltzfuzz. Luke Stoltzfuzz. He was, his house was broken into. He was beaten near to death, and, well, according to him, he put 2 shots of buckshot right into the intruder's face, and the guy didn't even stop moving.
That is disconcerting.
Seems like something you might be interested in.
Well, as soon as you're so busy with real FBI work, I don't have time to go muddling around. I guess I'll get the team together.
Maybe you could do that. Keep yourself occupied.
Thanks for the advice, Lundy.
Idle hands and all that.
Mm.
You,
He doesn't have one hand.
You keep doing what you're doing. I'll be seeing you soon.
I'm going to punch you with my ghost hand.
Real soon.
That should definitely be a scene.
Don't I feel special? And then I hang up. And then I watch Richard Dawson be hilarious.
All right. Okay, so you watch Richard Dawson be hilarious. So, yeah, as for the rest of you, I mean, Shirley, John, and Steve, you don't really have anything to hide from. So you guys can be wherever you want. Augie, you too. You don't have anything to hide from.
Yes, I do.
The government?
Well, okay. You don't have anything legitimate to hide from.
Ed, do you have any rocks in your house?
Yes.
You need?
Cups.
Yeah.
Behind this sink. So, yeah.
Do you want to be made of glass?
You can be anywhere you want. You could be hiding out because you think it, whatever.
But
Dwayne, Harry, and Bill, you guys are in Lancaster in the same apartment building. You're renting various different apartments in the same building.
I'm healing.
Yeah. Can we get any of our hit points back?
It's a garlic.
You can all gain back. Can I have a 3 or a 6?
I'm at 4, so I'd like to heal a lot.
You can gain back 3.
Bollocks.
You know how long everybody can gain back 3.
You know how long it took me to heal my damage from my missing arm? I'm not even healed yet. I'm almost good. I'm almost 100%.
Yeah, I'm at 7 out of 15.
That's... And anybody, I think, Ryan and, Ryan and, what do you call it? Meyer are on antidepressants or something.
Yep.
You can take back 4 sand.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have a permanent insanity, but it's hearing my lizard talk.
Right.
I'm okay with that one.
Okay, I heal back points.
Alex, would your character be okay if my character lived with you because...
In my truck?
Yes.
It's going to be cozy.
Okay.
I used to live at...
You guys burned down my farm, so...
No, we didn't burn down the farm. The fire burned down the farm.
You're going to have to help me in my crusade to...
after seeing the things that I saw, you know...
Bart is in the wind. Bart was the guy who went crazy from...
Right. Yeah, he got away.
He murdered his whole family and...
But didn't he shotgun, who was it, like 3 times?
Me.
You?
Well,
yeah.
And that's I helped impressive.
Him. What's your character's name?
John.
All right, John, we're roommates then.
All right, so are you guys... So where are Sheila, Steve... Where are Sheila and Steve then?
What are you looking at me for, Will?
I'm on a yoga retreat.
Okay.
My yoga retreat.
Santa Fe.
By yoga, she means massive amounts of wine.
Yeah.
And where is Steve?
And heroin.
What kind of the case? Somewhere else.
Okay.
What?
Where?
Make it
new. Say,
Dubai.
No.
You're hurting for the jersey.
How about you're looking for the chupacabra in Mexico?
Oh. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, great.
What's in Philadelphia?
The ghost of John Adams.
Is it a banshee?
It's a vindictive John Adams. He's angry.
You're looking for the vindictive ghost of John Adams in Philadelphia.
Can we play that game? No offense, but that sounds awesome.
You'd
have to be drunk for that.
John, why are you so angry? Why are you so vindictive?
I don't know! They named a beer after me. That's Sam Adams.
I know, Sam Adams. That's why he's mad.
They didn't name a beer after me.
They didn't name a beer after me.
Sam Adams.
Who the fuck is this?
All the times, everyone's like, Adams! And they turn around and they'd be like, oh, not you, I meant Samuel.
So where are John and Augie?
Is it December? It's like actually Christmas time? Then we were in South Carolina before?
It's today. It's...
Today is Christmas?
Date. No, it's...
Oh, it's today's date. Oh, okay. Augie has driven to Tennessee. We're in Tennessee right now. Just staying mobile.
Okay.
I've got my deer antlers on the windows. and a big red Rudolph nose tied to the grill of my truck.
What a wreath.
I said a big red Rudolph.
Okay.
And we have been listening to the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album on loop since Thanksgiving. All
right. Sounds like traveling with Edward.
John's been sitting in the back.
Augie's been singing along.
Has he been talking to the lizard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And John's
like, every time you talk to it, like, what? What'd you say?
Little Spiro, tell him that was a good one.
I try to look at the lizard, just stick to the tongue.
Yeah.
I made a bad decision.
Yes.
I
followed him because I thought he knew about these things and could protect me. I didn't know he was insane.
You're better off with the one-armed guy.
And the dog.
So what are you going to do now that, it's just that you watched Richard Dawson be hilarious and
he's going to change the channel?
I guess I'm going to start making some calls and put the band back together, so to speak.
Well, I'm putting myself back together.
Well, you're in the same apartment building.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but I'm in a bathtub.
All right. Well, so I guess I'll start with Dr. Pepper.
I'm in a bathtub. The water's running on me. I'm half naked. I don't think you want to come in here.
Why are you only half naked in the bathtub?
Because I can't reach down. And reaching up hurts. I took my shirt off, then I flopped down.
You should have asked him.
You must end up with a lot of wet pants that way.
That's cool.
They'll dry off eventually.
Eventually.
So
he's out of the bathtub.
All right, so you call Dr. Pepper.
I call Dr. Pepper.
I reach over, grunt, and answer the phone. I put it on speaker and roll back on. The phone's on the toilet. What do you want?
Lundy called. He's got a job for us.
Fuck. What?
Home invasion gone bad.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, I assume he's gonna give me the file at some point with more information, but, it sounds like the intruder took a lot of buckshot to the head and still survived.
Hey, he could have been on PCP or cracked out of his mind. Maybe it's some bath salts.
Bath salts.
Yeah, let's hope it's just that.
Well, I'm gonna need some help. I need to get out the tub.
All right, I'll be right down. Thank I got you. A couple of calls to make.
I might need help getting changed too.
Call me back if you start getting pruny.
All right.
From all the shit Frank's seen, seeing his partner naked, I don't think he's gonna face him at all. He's seen shit in your
life. Wait, did we realize in character that all the names are Die Hard references? Or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty. I go back to laying down and sobbing to myself silently.
I took a knife to the chest. I used to be an adventurer like you.
So wait, I'm sorry, I missed it. Who's in the apartment building? David.
And
Slappy. And you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess Jamie will be my next call since he's already...
Alright. Crossword game. Mm-hmm.
Better.
Jamie's currently watching It's a Wonderful Life. What was that?
It's a Beautiful Life.
It's a wonderful life.
Yeah, we're all doing really good.
Not Ace of Base, Jimmy Stewart. Yeah.
Totally different era.
Yeah.
You know,
better. Doing awesome.
Alright, so you call Jamie.
Better.
Who's listening to Ace of Base?
I saw the sign.
This is Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill. What is the doctor? Is he need help out of the tub again?
I got him today.
Oh, okay.
We have some business. Our old friend at the FBI gave me a call. He's got some work for us. Because, you know, why do any FBI work on your own?
Yeah.
When you've got
people
pretty helpful friends.
Mm-hmm. You know, ones that you don't pay and will die.
Yep.
Expendable assets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's sending us over to Lancaster looking to this home invasion.
So are we the Expendables?
All right, well...
Just less off.
When are we going to go out?
I'm going to call everybody and get the team back together.
Mm. Okay. I mean, I'll get dressed and ready.
All right, so for the purposes of...
You won't make me roleplay every single yes. goddamn phone call?
Yes, for the purposes of expediency, is everybody going to hop on board when Frank calls them?
Of course.
Yeah, I definitely want to get on board with human contact that isn't Augie and it's Lizard.
No, I kind of am a fan of John is asleep and Augie just says, of course, and starts driving.
That's fun, too.
What did the Lizard tell you to go?
What? No, no. Spiro doesn't give directions. That would be ridiculous. He's a lizard. I got a call from Frank.
Oh, how's Frank doing?
Oh, you know, same old, still drinking, but he has a job for us.
Good, good. Where?
I don't know.
What?
Somewhere in Pennsylvania?
I told you, Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Lancaster, PA. Home invasion.
I toss you my 1989 Atlas. Lead the way.
I start flipping through the pages. Are you trying to tease the iguana to read maps?
Because of course you don't trust GPS.
No, that's how they track you.
We follow this yellow line to the pink line, and we take the pink line all the way down to the green line.
Come on, son, you got to be more.
Actually, yes, because the two of you have to make a navigate. Augie refuses to use GPS. You guys have to make navigate check.
He also refuses to put coins in that. Yeah. Ooh, I passed. I got an 8.
I got a 51.
You know where we're going.
Yeah. All right, so you know where you're going. Make a drive check.
Really?
So you don't
for the hell of it.
Nope.
You don't want me doing it.
All right, you drive like... You didn't critically fail. You drive like an asshole.
You just cut that... That guy had his blinker on.
You just cut off a cop.
Also, I forgot to mention, Augie's normal black hat lined with tinfoil has been replaced with a red hat with antlers on it.
Okay.
Also lined with tinfoil.
Like Wilf?
Yeah.
Are the antlers made out of tinfoil?
My fear.
No, the antlers are antlers.
And like sure, yeah.
Well, no, like felt antlers.
Does Sheila jump on the bandwagon?
Yeah, she has no idea why. And, like, the whole entire time that she's on her way to Lancaster, she's really disappointed in herself in agreeing to do this.
She ran out.
After such an amazing, wonderful, relaxing vacation in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow she finds herself going to Lancaster.
I'll tell you what, because Sheila actively pursued a calming thing, you can get back to 3.
Well, that's good, because I don't have a lot of those.
Can I get more sand, because I'm stuck with Augie and his talking lizard?
If you want to make a sand check, that's up to you. I'll let you, obviously, if you want to make the sand check.
I made it.
You made it? Okay, yeah, you're fine.
I'm actually really thankful to go and to see other people.
Where have you guys agreed to meet?
Like at a diner's.
Well, I'm guessing if Sheila's coming in from Santa Fe, yeah, we have to pick her up at the airport.
She can walk.
We got the van.
Yeah, we got the van.
We'll go pick her up and then drive all the way back.
We'll go pick her up. We'll say we'll find a local greasy spoon.
Okay. Then we'll drive down to Santa Fe and pick her up.
Pete is also wearing antlers.
Run a hotel called the Greasy Spoon.
I'm wrapped up underneath the goddamn clothes. I'm finally dry. I can feel stuff again.
Yeah, you find a local Greasy Spoon called the Horse and Buggy.
You ever had broken ribs or anything?
No.
And actually, Ryan, as you're leaving, as you're leaving, when you are
check your mail.
Mm-hmm. I've never ever had that.
And there is a now I have to send it to Ryan.
It sounds really painful.
It's a voodoo doll.
Who has their email available that I can email them a handout? All
right. If you remember the Wi-Fi password,
my email's on my phone. Just email it to me.
Okay.
It's a trap.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on. I have LTE right now, so I'm on.
Yeah, but you have an iPhone.
That's
so.
Right, I do.
Hmm. I'm just gonna.
You got a problem with that, huh?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you're racist. Better
if you send it to him. So yeah, you get a manila folder.
Idiot proof.
Manila envelope.
Okay.
Nazi.
In your, you know, sort of folded into your mailbox. And it says, it just says Bill on
idiot
it.
Idiot proof. All right. Keys, motherfucker.
I open it up and look through it.
I know. I'm fucking with you.
All right.
Will's calling me.
I'm
an idiot for having an iPhone. All right.
Makes Police sense. Report. Eyewitness interview, Mrs. Greta Stolfutz. Well,
did you know?
Stolfutz is an assistant.
December 6, 2014. At approximately 2:33 a.m., an unknown male assailant entered the home of Mr. and Mrs. Luke Stolfutz. Mrs. Greta Stolfutz reports that she was awoken by the sound of breaking glass, at which point she woke Mr. Stolfutz and requested he investigate the source of said noise. Mr. Stolfutz armed himself with a double-barreled 12-gauge shotgun and proceeded down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Stolfutz told the officers that she heard a violent struggle downstairs, a Germanic, harsh-sounding voice that did not belong to her husband, and a firearm being discharged. After she heard the intruder leave, she went to see what had happened and found her husband beaten nearly to death, lying on the ground with a note scrawled on the wall. The message read as follows: "Behave or I'll be back." At approximately 2:40 a.m., Mrs. Stolfutz called 911. At 9:45 a.m., officers Gay Holtzetter...
Gary.
Sorry.
No, stick with Gay.
He's reading off a small screen.
Gary Holtzetter and Jeremiah Lee, along with a paramedic team led by Paul Jorgensen.
Such an idiot.
Who is? Him. One of our students. I stole the name from one of our students, Jeremiah Lee.
Arrived at the scene to find signs of forced entry, the front right window broken in from the outside, and signs of a violent struggle. Several household items were on the ground. There was a significant amount of blood on the floor and the walls, and both the smell of gunpowder and the empty 12-gauge shells on the floor indicated the recent discharge of a firearm. The victim was rushed to the emergency room and placed in the ICU. Blood samples as well as ballistic evidence was collected and is currently being run.
You want me to take over, Ryan?
Sure.
Addendum, December 8th. Blood analysis matched that of the victims. No other blood type was found at the scene. Addendum, December 9th. Ballistics indicate that Mr. Stolfus's 12-gauge shotgun was fired recently and that the shell casings on the ground matched it. Note, CSU was only able to find a negligible portion of buckshot at the scene. Victim's statement, Mr. Luke Stolfus from December 7th. Greta woke me up at about 2 in the morning, saying she heard a noise from downstairs. Now, I'm a heavy sleeper, so I didn't hear anything, but she insisted someone was breaking in. So I took my 12-gauge out the gun cabinet, loaded it, and headed downstairs to see what she was on about. The guy looked like he was making his way to the staircase already, and I could see the broken window behind him. So I pointed the shotgun at him, telling him to back off and no one will get hurt. That's when he charged me, so I emptied both barrels right into his face. Guy didn't even flinch. Just kept coming at me, waving that switch in my face. I'm not much of a fighter, but I could hold my own. This guy was different, though. He was crazy fast and like Superman strong. He got me in the face with the switch first, then knocked me over with that wooden can he was carrying.
I should say cane.
Cane he was carrying. After that, I don't know. He just kept hitting me. I guess I must have passed out because I don't remember much else. The intruder was only 5 or so feet tall and dressed in a long, tattered brown fur coat. He spoke with some kind of accent. Russian, maybe, or German? Can't give you much about the face except that he had a gnarly, dirty beard, brown and gray, I think, and his eyes. I could see his eyes. They were ice blue, but the rest of his face was covered in old rags.
So, But you read that out loud?
Well, no. Ryan got that. Well, if you guys are leaving with him, that's up to Ryan.
Okay.
Because he found that in his mailbox, so you guys might be with him.
I guess I will read that aloud while we drive over. After we pick Sheila up and we're driving to the the horse and buggy.
Okay.
I bitched the entire time about Ryan being bumpy.
Plump. So we're dealing with a Krampus?
Sounds that way.
Do we know how to kill these things?
Did they pick me up yet? Or them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't. Sorry.
No, we left you at the airport.
Yeah.
You could be at the horse and buggy.
The Krampus had me at the Germanic voice.
And then it said, you know,
and
better behave.
And the switch and the cane.
The switch is what gave it away.
Yeah, it's like better behave.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
I wrote Krampus. I wrote Ryan Alumna, Krampus.
Yep.
All right, so now we have to figure out how to catch first and kill said Krampus.
That's true.
Because Krampus is in the wind.
Are we all together or are you guys together?
It's just us four.
Okay.
You're enjoying that.
No, you could be at the dock.
Oh, okay. Fast forward to all those things at the dock.
Any
ideas?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Augie, I missed you.
Oh, I know. I got you all gifts. Augie reaches into a dirty backpack and pulls out the same hand radios that he gave everyone the last time we were together. Now remember, when we go caravan, you gotta stay in contact. Short range only. Don't want anyone listening in.
Do we have any code names for this? Or?
No. Alright, it's Christmas time. I'm Rudolph. I got the big red. Our car's Rudolph.
Yeah.
Your car can be Blitzen.
Okay.
We've only got the two cars, so Rudolph and Blitzen.
You get here? This is the friend.
I drove.
Oh yeah. All right. So we got Rudolph, Blitzen, and
Donner,
Dasher,
Donner, and Blitzen.
Yeah, Donner, Blitzen, and Rudolph. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Donner or Dunder.
No, Donner. Definitely Donner.
Okay.
Because we Dunder? Need an ominous name like Donner is.
What the hell? Dunder
is the original name.
What?
Look, I don't know what kind of crazy ideas that you're getting, but his name's Donner.
I grew up on the farm. I'm not
so
aware
back
of
to the
Krampus
murderous
is.
Krampus that we have to catch and kill.
Again?
Yeah.
Grew up on a farm. I'm not familiar with that.
It's an evil Santa.
Evil Santa.
Oh, it's
evil
so,
German Santa.
Well, actually, it originated in the Czech Republic and the Slovakian area of Eastern
Germany's
Europe.
Germany's going to take over there.
I'm just... Right. But,
Russia's going to take over after.
So, yeah. House but anyway, trips. Little demon-like creature, big giant horns, really pissed. It was originally a story that parents would tell their children to scare them into being good.
More likely, it was originally a creature that parents would tell their children about. Most folklore is based somewhat in truth. I figured someone like you would know that.
It was really the bad Santa sort of situation.
Like the movie?
A bit about darkness.
Not at all like the movie.
You bump pump for this one, man.
So we need to be naughty to lure this Krampus into an ambush?
That's not a bad idea.
No, that's a very bad idea.
Yeah, it's probably a very bad idea.
Well, how else? No. I'm going
to
go with this.
Right, okay. He was just telling us about that police report where that guy emptied two rounds of buckshot into the thing's face.
Oh, right. So, yeah, before we learn.
That would be the ambush part. We'd have to figure out the ambush
part. How to kill it.
Before we
kill Okay. So, guns don't kill it. How about fire? What if we set it on fire?
Remember what happened the last time we jumped the gun with fire.
True. Okay.
I think we should learn everything we can.
Can anybody get their hands on industrial grade acid?
I might, if I could call some people back in New York.
I'm just saying hydrofluoric acid will melt anything.
Well, should we learn more about this thing before we start?
Maybe we should hit the library.
Mm.
I hear salt's a good thing for almost anything bad.
That's slugs, honey.
Not on ghosts.
Okay.
That was a good idea.
Ghosts?
Joe.
I have never killed
library
a ghost.
Library is a good idea.
I've never killed a ghost.
Maybe. Some people should go to the library. Some people should go to an internet cafe and
historical
do some internet researchy research.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Library does have internet.
So who? Fair.
What town are we in?
I haven't.
Lancaster.
It's really sad.
Lancaster, Virginia.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Cool. I know.
You're in Amish country.
Ah.
Oh, red pretzels.
So, library, yes. Internet cafe, no.
Right.
Okay, library, well,
they still have...
Ish.
I mean, just Amish people that live in Amish country.
So then does it matter?
Well, how else do the Amish people sell their stuff so you can buy it online?
Oh, okay. I was like, is that like a factor we need to consider? Okay, so...
I'm not really good at the library thing. I think I'm going to head over that house and break into it.
You're going to go recon the scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go find some more pain meds or alcohol.
I'm going to go with Jamie.
I'm going to go to the library.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You left your bag in my truck.
No, it's fine. I can go. I'll get it later.
Off the bag.
Oh, okay.
I'm good
That's
at fine. Library stuff, so I'm going
to
go there.
You and Spiro seem to like having your conversations.
Well, I mean, Spiro's a funny guy. What can I say?
He's a lizard.
They've all met Spiro.
You check the folklore. I'll call him the newspaper.
Good one, Spiro.
All right, cool. Here we go.
What about you,
the one
Fed.
That's the 10. That's the one.
Fed.
That's
I'm going to the library.
Are we doing this?
I don't know.
I'm going to come with you to the scene. So, sounds like a good idea.
All right, so what are you looking up specifically?
you just see okay. John's face
I'm
drop.
I'm going to look up the Krampus in the folklore section.
Uh-huh. Make me if you're going to look up the Krampus and like how to kill it and things like that. Occult.
Actually.
Well, what happened? I have that. I'm good at that. Okay.
I'm gonna comb through the newspaper archives, see if there are any similar stories.
Okay.
In the area.
Yeah, I got a 29 out of 80.
Okay.
Delicious hot chocolate.
I made it. 34 out of 49.
So, alright. So, I'm going to start with Ryan.
I'm bad when I read, I'm dying.
Angela, I'm going to email you another handout.
Okay, cool.
You are going to library, you son of a... You're just checking out the magazines.
All that library use in the cult, nothing.
Alright, so...
Then tell him! Speak up and tell him!
Will, do you want to contribute to the research, too, in some way?
I did. I said I'll go to the library, because I have high research.
All right, so what are you looking up, then?
He looked up newspapers, I looked up occult folklore.
I actually Googled, and there's actually a game where you have to kill
Krampus. You look up through the books.
Oh, internet research isn't bad. That's a good idea.
I'll do internet research.
Okay, so you're going to do internet research to find what?
To find anything, whether or not he's been in anywhere else in the country.
Okay, so you're doing the same thing that Ryan's doing, basically.
But on the
internet. And folklore, like both.
Okay, so...
What I can find on the internet.
Okay, so if you're looking for folklore and like how to kill it, occult. If you are looking for like stories that are similar, then either computer use or library use.
If we're breaking into this place, it's probably bad and he'll come after
Okay,
us.
So 23 at 30. Both Ryan... Okay, so, you know, I'll tell you this. Ryan, you find what Angela...
I was just going to say, this probably should have been for Ryan because he looked up newspapers.
Alright. Your screen is kind of no...
Oh, I'll totally read it.
Yeah, would you please?
Yeah, no problem. Article from the Berlin Times, Christmas 1969. While many of us spent yesterday with loved ones, enjoying food, fun, and human kindness, some Berliners spent this Christmas in tears, mourning the loss of their loved ones. At some point between midnight and 4 a.m., an unidentified intruder broke into three different family homes, all located in the neighboring suburb. Do you know how to pronounce that?
Nope. That is pronounced...
New Colm.
Yeah. And brutally murdered the residents in their sleep. Police have yet to release any specifics about this heinous crime apart from the victim's approximate time of death. According to the Berlin Police Department, there are two connections between the three break-ins. The first being that all victims belong to the same church, the New Colm Church of Christ. And the second being an ongoing investigation into a string of home invasions that occurred 3 weeks earlier. Readers may recall that only a few weeks ago, on the night of December the 3rd, five New Köln families had their homes invaded by an unknown assailant, including a local politician, Gus Gunderson. Mr. Gunderson was badly beaten in the course of the home invasion by a man he described as a, quote, bearded vagrant, possibly a dwarf, sickly thin, in long tattered fur coat. Mr. Gunderson also told reporters that the man who beat him was armed with a switch and a long wooden cane. Our reporters have been unable to reach Mr. Gunderson or his family, and police refuse to acknowledge whether they were among the victims. Insofar, they have yet to state whether or not the, quote, bearded vagrant has been identified or if he is indeed the suspected perpetrator. At this point, we ask citizens to be aware of a man matching this description. However, we cannot say at this time that this alleged person is anything more than a person of interest, commented Deputy Commissioner Alan Schmidt. This, quote, person of interest should be presumed armed and dangerous. Any information on his whereabouts should be reported directly to Berlin police.
Okay.
So Ryan found that
Okay.
in the newspaper archives. About a case in 1969. Do I find anything about how to kill him in the occult?
I'll get to you in one second.
Sorry, shut up.
Billy, what you find is you find a similar article to that about an actual survivor. It was a 1999 attack. It's not a huge article. It's more of a blurb. It's a survivor of an attack on December 25th, 1999.
Mm-hmm.
A woman named Elizabeth Frutt, Sister Elizabeth Frutt.
We could go interview her.
I need a.
And she is currently in Saint Bona. She is currently in Saint Boniface's. What is it? What do they call it?
Convent?
No, not a convent. It's not a convent. It's St. Boniface's psychiatric hospital.
Oh, poor thing.
Is this him?
Where is St. Boniface's? Is that in...
It's in St. Olaf.
Olaf. Frozen reference.
It's in St. Olaf, Wisconsin.
Frozen reference.
Okay. I like warm hugs.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Frutt.
Ed loves Frozen. Frozen reference.
Now for our obligatory Frozen reference.
Survivor.
She was a nun?
She was a nun. In St. Olaf.
She's Nunya.
And
Nunya business.
After the attack, she was transported to St. Boniface's psychiatric institute.
Wait a minute.
Okay, where is it?
St. Olaf.
Wisconsin. Because if you keep saying St. Olaf, we're not going to know where
that
is.
Can you do me a favor? Since James is in the... Oh, wait, no, you're in the car with Meyer, right?
Yeah, he's going
to Jamie. I'll go to Wisconsin.
Because while these are like...
We haven't met him
yet. Get a call check.
Just call me. Tell me to go to Wisconsin. All right.
The more you look at...
I did not make that.
Okay, well, for Sheila.
Yeah.
The more you look at the Krampus, the less it seems like it's a Krampus, because the article seems to put a human figure to it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you read about the Krampus is very bestial. The Krampus wouldn't be able to hide behind rags.
That's also what I want to look up. Can I look up, see if there's anything else that is similar to that lore?
Make another occult check.
Krampus-ish.
Krampus-ish, yeah.
Krampus-like. But you don't find... It doesn't look Krampus. Like...
Krampus yeah, I made that 2947.
Okay.
No, it's Krampus.
Will...
Krampus.
You get this bright idea. Oh, maybe it's not a Krampus. Krampus. Maybe it's something else.
Krampus.
And you find this.
Strudel.
Santas.
Angela.
Santas.
I sent you something else that okay. Will finds.
Well, Krampus normally abducts children.
All right. Do you want to
look at this?
Okay.
I call over. Look at this, and then
the Bell Snickle.
Yes,
a children's poem by Henry Harbaugh, translated from the original Pennsylvania Dutch.
Oh dear God!
Which is written in Pennsylvania Dutch, by the way. Oh, do you know that ugly, that nasty man? Wow, can you call that fellow a human being? Yes, that he is a human may be believed by whomever wants to. He looks to me too much like the devil. Just look at his eyes, his nose. Wow. He opens and closes his mouth
this is
like shears. A tail like an ox, yes, that he has, right? And a hairy pelt like the bear's. If he comes into your house, there will be noise enough. He seeks out the bad children. And if he finds one, he gets right to the point and beats very badly the sinners. Whew. He stands there with that terrible whip and grumbles his threatening speech. The children suddenly become very good and begin to pray mightily. This is getting really good. If one of them, as is sometimes the case, was right mischievous, wanted to mock his mother's whip, I bet he won't laugh at Belsnickel's whip. He quickly begs for good weather. Really? Now Belsnickel shakes his bag terribly. Out fall the cakes and chestnuts. Whoever is good can pick them up. Whoever is bad, then whack. He flogs them thoroughly.
Okay, one, how the fuck is that a poem? Two, that is some fucked up shit. Three, he's just some German pinata.
First off, it's a translated poem, so it might not translate well.
Fire that translator.
Also, it was originally written in a different language, so it probably
He beats bad kids and then shakes his sack and drops candy and cake.
Right, that the good kids can pick up.
Yeah, but that's just...
God, that sounds legit. Like, you beat them, the bad one up so bad you can't pick up the cake and candy.
Okay, so now...
Belsnickel.
Now, can I look up how to kill it?
Well, now we need to look up some more information about the Belsnickel to see if this fits. Will, that was good.
Direction.
No, that was really good. So now we need to keep digging.
We're going to meet up with them after getting all calm.
Now we need to keep digging. So we need to make another library, occult, whatever check?
Yeah, make one more.
Occult or library?
Do they find the picture of Dwight?
I'm going to look up stuff.
I got 68 out of 80.
I did not make that.
I forgot
the
Okay.
100.
That's a crit fail, Will.
It's a crit fail.
It's 100.
I know.
It's not a crit fail.
It's not a crit. No.
It's 100.
You didn't know that. You just got so deflated.
Yeah.
It's 2-0. It's 100.
Cthulhu goes from 1 to 100. Cthulhu goes from 0 to 90.
Will, you spill your coffee on the computer you're using.
Oh, damn it.
You get me down a library? Damn it.
You have to pay for that.
Yeah. And,
or hurry up and leave.
You now owe the library money for a computer.
Yeah.
The rest of you, whoever succeeded...
I did. I think I was the only one.
that doesn't quite match up...
It's a similar system.
Is,
it just goes backwards.
We'll make this...
Is the murder... from what you read, he beats them, yes... and he comes a couple of weeks before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
All of that seems to match. The visual seems to match the switch. But the Christmas killing.
There were a string of killings. He doesn't kill kids. He just beats them very badly.
That doesn't quite
match. Underdog.
The fact that there were all these... there was the article that you guys found about
the murders in Berlin.
Right.
That doesn't quite fit, but the fact that they were visited 2 weeks prior.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Belsnickel got a little carried away. I mean, like.
Could it be a Krampusnickel? Maybe it.
So,
is that like a snickerdoodle?
A little bit.
Oh.
Except less pleasant.
What you read about the Belsnickel doesn't paint him as an evil character. He's more of a
asshole.
Basically, he comes to you 2 weeks before Christmas so he can beat you so that maybe by Christmas he'll be good and then Saint Nicholas will bring you a good present.
Mm-hmm.
Or he could shake his hand on you.
Well, he didn't.
Well, Krampus wasn't evil either.
I mean, it was Germany in the 60s. Maybe he's
Germany has some fucked up goddamn.
Maybe the Belsnickel was on PCP or bath salts.
That's true. We could be dealing with a holiday folkloric figure on drugs.
Imagine Santa Claus on cocaine. He'll give you gifts every day of the year.
Okay. All right, so...
That's probably how it happens. Rudolph, stop for a second. I got to do another bump.
Just keep going. Give me Adler.
I think the reindeer
probably... All right, so yeah, that's what you find.
Somebody left me a speedball under the tree.
So you get the feeling that right now you're investigating the Belsnickel. And that the other cases also had to deal with him, but the fact that the people were murdered was a little strange.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm wondering if, so this Belsnickel is human, right? Even though it looks like a devil or something, it's human.
Humanoid.
Humanoid, right. Which theoretically means we could have a conversation with it.
Yeah.
So we might want to trap it in such a way that it could not harm us, but maybe not kill it right off the bat, because I really need to understand WTF with these murders, because it's out of character for this Belsnickel to commit a string of murders like the ones described in the Berlin paper.
In 1969.
And there's no other lores?
Nothing that we've found.
Well, you broke your computer.
Yeah, you're not there, Mr.
Are you going to share anything?
I'm still there. I just broke my computer.
Yeah, so maybe we should meet up with everybody else.
We've got our radios.
I'm outside pouting. I'm like, I lost my coffee and my boot.
Rudolph, this is Blitzen, come back.
Rudolph here. What's the good word, Blitzen?
Looks like we're not dealing with a Krampus. We're dealing with a Belsnickel.
Is that better?
The folklore is similar, but the Belsnickel is supposed to come a couple of weeks before Christmas and beat the kids.
So
by Christmas,
the thing
good.
Is, though, it's not traditionally murderous.
Yeah, we're trying to iron out a bunch of inconsistencies in the story.
All right,
I will fill Augie in over the radio about the stuff I found, because
where's that nun?
St. Olaf, Wisconsin.
All right, yeah. I'm going to Wisconsin.
The Belsnickel, the Krampus was acquainted with a devil, so it would be easier to sort of figure that was, you know, that there's murderous intentions there. But the Belsnickel is a guy, a short guy, but he's human. He's not humanoid. He's a human being. In all the lore, he's an actual person. Without murderous intentions.
Well, I'll see what the nun has to say.
Well, if it's a person, then...
Well, how can it be a person if it's been doing this for so long?
Like Wunderslash.
Like a person who couldn't have been alive since 1969?
Maybe it's... Yeah. Someone could have been alive that long. That's within one lifetime.
Okay, well... Let me retract. He's not human in the human sense.
All right, I'll give you this much. You found some other articles too. I didn't, write.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah,
breaking in shit beatings.
Yeah, I didn't write a million of them. Sister Front was the only Christmas murder survival that you saw, but you did find other information about pre-Christmas beatings. And they go back to 18.
So, David, you want to take up this tradition?
Beating people to read? Fuck yeah!
Just break into people's houses, beat them for being bad, and leave candy and then leave?
Yeah.
That's fine.
They go back to the 1860s.
1860s.
But again, I'm not implying that he's a person and that he's actually human, but he's. But for all intents and purposes, an immortal human.
Right. Maybe we're dealing with a Belsnickel Claus type of thing, like a Tim Allen movie where there's a new Belsnickel every generation.
Right, whatever it is. But it's for all intents and purposes, it's human.
I've never seen the movie. Can
right?
you tell me
so right now, our only lead is this murder survivor.
I'm already on my way.
Wait.
Okay, here are the years. You find articles dating back to 1894.
Okay.
From various years.
Various.
So no pattern, different locations around.
Well,
the country, the world.
Make me a spot hidden check.
Spot hidden.
Or a library use.
I'm much better at. Well, not much better.
Can I do the spot?
I did 40 out of 65 spot hidden.
I critted either way.
All right, so 1894, 1909, 1924, 1930.
Wait, slower. 1894, 1904.
1909.
Every 15 years.
1924, 1939, 1954, and 1969. 1984, 1999. Yes, every 15 years.
Okay.
69.
Every 15 years.
And this is the 15th year.
Where are we right now? I keep forgetting.
We're in Lancaster, PA.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Every 15th year, and this is the 15th time.
Lancaster, PA. No,
and every 15 years there's a murder, or every 15 years there's an appearance?
All right, I'm already on the road to Wisconsin.
Every
15
years we find traces of this thing being awake, like
But is there a murder every 15 years?
Yes.
Okay, there's a murder every 15 years.
Every 15 years there is a beating followed by a murder, by a Christmas murder.
How many
pre-Christmas beating?
Christmas murder.
It's different every year.
Okay, so there's always the beating when a person survives, and then a murder afterwards.
Yes. Occasionally, there'll be like three victims of beatings, and then
what if we're dealing with
two murder victims?
Mm-hmm.
It's always
what town?
There's always as many beating victims or more as there are murder victims.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the town of St. Olaf, yeah. Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a real town?
Yes. No, sorry, it's Minnesota, not Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't that where Betty White's character is from in Golden Girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because my brother's obsessed with Betty White.
Why? Betty Alford's cooler.
I'm just saying.
She's also dead.
Sean Pepper dies.
Who? The Arthur?
Wait, what?
Okay. So, the only leads are this nun, right? And the most recent victim.
Well, the nun was from 89, you said?
That's right.
We got the gator, not gator.
And she's been,
in St. Boniface's Psychiatric 20. Institute.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since.
Yeah.
The 20
so can we call her and talk to her?
Well, Augie is driving out
it's
Minnesota.
St. Olaf, Minnesota is about 20 hours away from Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you just looked it up too.
Yep. And there's told.
And James, you left all your shit in his truck.
Yes, it did.
Yep. I told you to fucking get it out.
So yeah, it's about 20 hours away. So you could get there in a day if you drive straight, or
I'm driving straight.
Okay,
I'm gonna stop and pick up a poinsettia.
I'm gonna recommend that somebody else go with the two of them.
I already left.
He's gone.
That's what I'm saying. Can I call the place and talk to her or something?
Or can somebody get on a plane and get there first? Something, anything.
I'm good at talking to people when I want to be.
Key. When you want to be.
I like
that. You can call St. Boniface's, sure.
This just turned into...
Because we have to call to make sure she's still alive.
True, and also to register.
I think it would be funnier if I just got there.
Visitor.
She's dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. All
right, so you should call. All
right, I'm on my way back.
Especially because you're not so mobile. Maybe this is...
No, I'm mobile. It just hurts.
Well...
It's just turned into
a better
angel
skin. We don't want you to
be hurt.
You know, like...
You took
yourself. I have never had a broken rib. So, you're going to call St. Boniface's.
All right.
I'm gonna wait to find out till later that you know that Augie
left.
And but my bag was in his car.
What do you have in the bag?
So Jamie didn't you go to recon the scene?
Yeah.
Is he still over there? Are they still over there?
We haven't gotten there.
So
So before, so do you want to go re-interview the last victim?
Stolfo's?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
I mean, does that make sense?
We've never humbled them.
I figured they were going to do that or break into the house.
I think they went to go break into the house.
All right.
Usually,
breaking in is such a...
You don't know where Stoltz was.
They're probably home or in the hospital.
So maybe we should just go...
The attack happened a couple of weeks ago, so...
So they could theoretically be home.
Be home, yeah.
So maybe we should get in contact with them.
Well, we all have... Do you have a cell phone? All
right, so...
See, I figured they were handling that end of it.
I
have a cell phone, but Augie doesn't know I have a cell phone.
So you're going to call St. Boniface.
Gotcha.
All right, so I'll get back to you. God presses Y. So you're...
God, it's me.
You get the... From the police report, you get the address. And, you know, you see the date. You figure... It's daytime, so they might be home. You don't know. But you head to the Stolfo's residence.
Okay.
And there are cars parked outside.
Oh. Oh, ho, ho, fuck you.
It's a Will Schnickel.
So there are cars parked outside.
So how do you want to play this?
Why do we never have eyes?
Because you touch yourself.
He has eyes.
Well, that's Meyer's style. He doesn't draw like pupils or eyes.
It's because your soul is baby.
So there's that.
Let's get to the game, guys.
Time we can do some caroling.
So yeah, we are.
We're gonna go caroling.
All right, fuckstick number B and fuckstick number three.
So you're gonna just go up to the door?
Or? Yeah, we'll go. We'll go like as a horse or something.
Well, yeah, you can talk to the people.
I'm collecting for a charity of one-armed people.
I'm doing the vets.
Yeah, we'll do the warrior program.
Here we are, caroling among the so great.
See, that's even creeper now that you have like little black people.
Well, what's your cover?
I'm a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm. Now you're a demon.
Was it a Vietnam?
Gulf War.
I'm a Gulf War.
I'm trying to figure out how you can play that to talk to them about the. Say that you saw something like that over in.
You're collecting money to help veterans who haven't been able to get over all the horrors they saw in combat.
Yeah, but how are you going to twist that into?
You're collecting charity for Bell's Nickel victims.
Yeah, I lost my arm.
Ryan, this is on sale.
Yeah. I mean, you can play it however you want.
Yeah,
but
is it even worthwhile?
He's not kidding. Get it.
I mean, I was under the impression that happened a few weeks ago. I thought because he called us that he called him that it was a recent event. So we thought we. Head down there and check out the crime scene, but it's already cleaned up and
yeah, no, the dates were December. I think it was December 9th, but it's today's date. So
now you're a demon.
Stupid pupils.
Well, the thing is, like, you couldn't really even. Fully investigate the crime scene because the people are still alive, so they'd still be living in the house.
But he did shoot the guy in the face.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So, I mean, like, there. Let's, you know, maybe.
Check, see, like, where, say, face hair hit him and see how much didn't touch him, I guess.
No, it's like, if we could have gotten samples of, you know, like anything that could have fallen off him, we could have tested, see if he was human, see if he wasn't, see if it weakened anything, you know, it's.
Say, you're. Just checking it out because you heard about the story.
Yeah, then
people do that.
Well, yeah, people do that, but then they'd probably be sick of it by now.
Yeah, but fast talk or persuade.
Yeah, worm your way in there.
Yeah, my character isn't really much of a talker. He's more of a pick things up, put things down type of guy.
Well, you guys were Donner.
So that's what you do. You pick him up and you put him down with effort.
I'm a chemist for some
reason. We're not Donner, we're Blitzen. Will's Donner.
Will's Donner, we're Blitzen.
All four of us are Blitzen, okay.
Oh.
This is gonna be very confusing.
Alright, so we got Dasher, Dancer, Donner, Blitzen, Comet, and Cupid.
I said I was Blitzen before.
Okay.
I'm Blitzen.
Guess I'm Cupid.
I was Blitzen and he Will's Donner.
Well, no, because
no,
each car.
It's the van. It's like your van. It's my van, baby.
Yeah, but
so
we're thereby splitting apart by car.
I'm Blitzen.
All right.
And Brian had already referred to himself.
It doesn't matter what reindeer you are.
It matters.
Apparently, it matters very much.
Yeah.
So, how are you going to play this?
I'm going to go up to them and shoot them in the face.
All right.
I'm gonna have wanted murder anyway.
No, really.
Now this is the scene where Meyer picks a fight with a random NPC.
See, I was thinking I should have gone with them, but.
That's why.
If you want to have gone with them, you can go with them and. Give me an idea check.
Well, I didn't want to stop for more pain, man. But, alright, idea check. I gotta roll less than 75.
Yeah.
Hey, Kosh, you know what I did pick up?
That's a crit.
David, you're a cop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a detective. So,
can I have that?
You have a badge.
I got it. Okay, so I'm with Slappy and Joe? John?
John.
Well, Slug, my ghost-handed son of a bitch.
Hope. All right.
So,
we're at the house. I ring the bell.
Okay.
Will you ring my bell?
A young blonde woman opens the door. She looks like she's in her 30s. She's pregnant.
I punch her right in the back.
Merry Christmas.
She answers the door.
Are you pregnant or fat?
Merry Christmas.
What?
You actually say that?
Yeah, I did before, but no.
God, you must be a very lonely man.
No, I'm an asshole. No, I did it to a cousin or some shit. But anyways.
She opens her hello.
I introduce myself. I'm Detective Harry Ellis, Miami Homicide. Doing a research paper on, well, strange shit like this. And heard about it, came up from Florida with two of my friends, and would like to ask a few questions. It's just for, so I can do this research paper and pass this fucking class.
Fast talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's fast talk? It's F.
Yeah.
That's, I think, five. It's called.
Can I use persuade instead?
Sure.
48. No. Failed by 8.
It's. I don't know if we're ready to talk about it. You know, maybe I could leave you. You can leave your card and we'll call you back when Luke is up to it.
What was the nun's name?
Sister Elizabeth Front. Like, are you sure? Can we at least take a look around? Because the police right down in the.
You can roll it again.
I'm gonna fail again.
I rolled a 3.
I have 13. I lied to myself.
Alright.
Won't take more than 10-15 minutes of your time.
Alright, please, if you can make it quick, you can come in and Luke will tell you what happened, but...
Don't worry, he's a no-minute man.
I'm sorry, and who are you?
That's... I call him Slappy. He's a friend of mine. Gulf War vet. Vietnam, Gulf, whatever. War vet.
Thank you for your service.
No problem.
He lost it.
I probably remember it.
And that's, Joe, just another friend.
You hear from the living room, Greta! Who's at the door? Oh, it's a detective. He has a question about, you know, about the break-in.
Ah, yeah. Come in, have a seat.
Okay, so, I go in, I sit down, you two fuckers stay outside. Well, actually, yeah, come inside, just look around, see what you notice.
Guys, make a spot hidden check.
Spot hidden. My mom.
I spotted very well with a 14 out of 60.
Okay, I'll get to you guys in a minute. So yeah, Luke is talking to you about... He basically tells you exactly what it said on the police report. What his statement said. You know, the guy broke in. He shot him with the shotgun.
What was the guy's reaction to the shotgun? Did you hit him straight on? Did any of the pellets...
Oh, I was point blank, and I emptied that thing right into his face, and he didn't even stop for a second.
Any smells or strange sounds before or after?
He
kind of smelled like bacon.
He smelled a little bit like pine needles.
Pine? Well, that's odd. Did he leave any pieces, clothing, anything?
Just the message.
Just the message? Is it... Oh, fuck. Behave or I'll be back, is
yeah.
what it said?
Yeah, the behave one.
Behave. Right. Have you done anything...
No.
...bad, per se, which would have offended somebody to this extent? Like,
No.
Nothing? Accidentally hit somebody and go, kick a puppy?
No,
Can we get L.A. Noir out?
Psychology.
Alright, I got a 4.
All right.
Oh my god.
James. He keeps...
I got a 4 to 5.
One of those games.
He keeps looking at his wife every time he denies it.
Do you point that out?
Yeah, I bump you on the shoulder.
I critically failed that one.
You critically failed it?
It's one of those games.
He's an upstanding citizen.
He's psychoanalyzing the Christmas tree.
Jamie's too busy feeling
James,
bad.
You, no.
Lying about being James. A
bet. Meyer, yeah. You noticed that too? He's afraid of her. He's... You think maybe she's beating him? Maybe, she's he's afraid of her. It looks like he's terrified to talk in front of her. Like, right. You know, she's gonna beat him.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Like as he's talking, I kind of walk behind him and I shake my head and like, no,
you don't know what I'm thinking.
No, not
how old is this guy?
Okay, and
he's in his 30s.
Okay.
I ask you to try to get the wife out the room. You're one-handed. You need help doing shit. Ask her to help you.
What? Holding my dick?
Whatever the fuck. No, getting a glass of water might be difficult with one hand, so you go with that.
Yeah. And if the daughter or whoever comes back, punch her in the stomach.
Okay.
That was the wife who's pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, 30? Oh, all right. So get rid of the wife.
I'm a little thirsty. Can I have a... I don't want a party, but I have some water, maybe?
Oh, yes. Let me get you some lemonade from the kitchen. You wait right here. I'll go get some.
Don't let the lady do it by herself. She's pregnant. Go fucking help.
On one hand, not useless.
Okay, you're going to go there, help, and fuck it up so that she takes longer.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You know, motherfucker, I'm telling him, like, I'm gonna strangle you.
You don't know what I'm gonna do, I'll do whatever I want.
Okay, so you guys get up and you leave.
Alright, she leaves, why not? I quit bullshitting me, what are you doing over there?
Listen, I don't know what right you have to ask about my personal
business.
Were
you the target of the target?
Obviously, I'm the victim here, I was beaten.
No, you're the victim because you got in his way. You seem like a stellar, upstanding citizen. I don't give a shit what you do on your side. I want to ask you that question. My partner here noticed that you were lying. Kept on looking at your wife.
You think he was after Greta?
Yeah. What did she do?
Greta wouldn't do anything. Greta's sick.
Bullshit.
You don't know what she puts up with.
What does she put up with? Enlighten me.
Me, for one... For one thing.
Okay, so she has to put up with your faults and your failures, whatnot. Mr. What the fuck is his name?
Stolzfuss.
Mr. Stolzfuss, straight up question. Does your wife hit you?
No. Meyer failed his role.
That.
So Meyer thinks that she's the bad. He's the one doing something bad.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
He's obviously like...
You don't know either of those
things,
though.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, does your wife hit you, or do you hit your wife?
No! What? Does she hit me? Do I look like I need to be protected from my wife?
Okay, does your wife need to be protected from you?
I would never hurt Greta. Not physically, anyway.
Okay, so... That could be it.
No, that's totally it. That's 100% it. You're failing,
I'm not a real detective.
He's cheating on his pregnant wife.
So, are you faithful?
No.
Does your wife know this?
No.
So, who knows this that could have sent this little thing after you?
His mistress.
Only person who knows is,
the mistress.
Bob.
Why would she do that?
Or he.
No offense. Women are fucking crazy.
Has she ever asked him to leave his wife?
Okay.
No. She's married, too.
Oh, she's married too, so she could be the
next victim.
Victim.
Oh. Or the husband found out.
Or the husband found out. All right, I need her name. Don't worry, this is all completely off the record.
He says as he takes out his notepad.
Notepad? I'm smart. I had my phone recording the entire time.
High five for that, David.
Look, yeah. James, are you making pictures with pretzels?
Yes.
I swear he's an adult.
No,
somewhere.
It's endearing.
His tablet ran out of batteries.
Yes, it did.
Her husband doesn't know.
Her husband doesn't know, and you're 100% sure about it.
Yes.
Oh, no. Husbands know.
All right, so...
It's like wives know. They just know.
I'd like her name.
I don't want to drag her into this.
I can drag your wife into this.
What if she's the next victim?
Danielle.
Danielle.
Danielle Forsyth. She's the math teacher at the school I teach at.
All right, so...
Teacher on teacher action.
He knows his calculus.
I don't know how to spell the last name, so I'm just going to look Forza.
Equals us.
All right. Thank you. And I think you need to see some counseling.
Thanks. Now get out of my house.
After lemonade.
So,
wow!
So are you taking boxing lessons, maybe? The gym?
About this time, Greta comes back with the lemonade.
I have a lemonade and I keep eye contact.
So your spot hidden check, you notice around the house, posted up on the wall are playbills from, not playbills, but like programs from...
get the programs here.
From different... from different events at the Willow Valley Chapel.
And a single horrible boss's poster?
Yeah.
Not Willow, my house.
Various programs from various events at the Willow Valley Chapel.
Ooh, Willow Valley Chapel.
Right, so I asked the wife about all the shit she has stuck up there.
Oh yeah, the Willow Valley, it's our church. We're very involved.
Don't how, get her angry.
How is the community? Everyone involved in the church?
Oh, a lot of the people around here are involved in the church.
The whole town's in on it.
The big bushy beard.
Big bushy beard.
The greater good.
The greater good.
You think the... What the fuck is it called? Pumpernickel? Doomsnickel?
Snickerdoodle?
Snickerdoodle.
The bell snickerdoodle.
I was thinking, it's like Benedict's Cabbage Patch all over again.
Yeah, so that thing could be possibly hiding at the church. And
I think the whole town's in on it.
It's the wife!
And 89 was a nun.
So.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh.
I messed up.
Alright, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me. You can, this really helps with my research paper. Thank you for the delicious lemonade, and good, have a happy marriage. Good luck with your child.
Behave. Thanks.
Behave or we'll be back.
Behave or we'll be back.
I slipped that little line to the husband.
I say that line to the wife.
I'll take your baby and use it as my other arm.
Oh, I totally forgot. This is important.
The bell snickle sitting in the living room with you.
The snickerdoodle.
Ryan.
The bell snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
In your research, you also find out that this attack on Rick and Greta, it was the third attack in a series of six in Lancaster.
And let me
this
guess.
Year?
Let me guess.
Yes.
They all belong to the same church.
Yes.
It started in December. December 1st.
And all the attacks were on people that belong to the Willowbrook Church. The Willow Factory.
Willow Valley.
While I'm leaving.
Willow Valley Chapel. Get it right.
The house, and we're going into
the
car.
Chapel.
I call Augie?
Yep.
No. No.
He's Augie Frank.
Frank. What's
that
answering
Mike?
Your name?
Bill,
no,
Bill.
I'm just going to call you Frank. All right. I call you up.
Yeah, what you got?
Turns out the husband is cheating on the wife.
What? What are you talking about? The wife's beating the husband.
With a coat.
What are you talking about?
What are you getting on it? You see the size of that lady?
She's pregnant. She can barely punch a door without getting the belly in the way.
Listen, women are stronger than you think.
The best is the book.
Shh.
Did you see the way he looked at her? She beats the shit out of that guy. That guy's
well,
a pussy.
He deserves it then. Anyways, he's cheating on the wife with a co-worker, Daniel Forza.
Forza.
Fortsmith.
Forsyth.
Danielle.
Nice.
which is a teacher at the school which he teaches as well, so she can be a potential victim, and see if any of these victims all go to
Willow Valley Chapel. It's a chapel.
Matter of fact, I was just looking at that. So all of these newspaper clippings I've found from the past few weeks, the victims, they're all congregants at the church.
All right, let's go to the church and gank this thing.
Can I just...
Thanks, Dean.
We can't just run in there.
It has to originate within the congregations that these people belong to.
So somebody's summoning it.
No, every 15 years is a ritual.
It's a ritual.
No, I mean, it's not a ritual. It's every 15 years. It's cyclical.
Yeah, I filled him in on that.
Cyclical. Same shit.
It's a bicycle.
You're a bicycle. Because everybody rides you, whore.
Wow.
Shut up.
Don't let him bother you.
Why would it originate why is it going after people within same con? Why is it popping up and focusing on congregations?
Because the Willow Valley Church.
Oh shit! No fucking confession.
Another Catholic church.
Oh,
I didn't think of that. Look,
no, it's not a Catholic church, but that's not to say that
other people don't
survive in there. Right, in their pastors.
Yeah, chaplain is one of the people.
Right, right. Well, even if it's not a Catholic church, you might talk to your pastor about troubles you were having.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right, so do we want to check out the church and check out...
Definitely want to check out the church. Yes.
What about this Danielle Forsythe?
Definitely want to check in with her.
I just realized I removed myself from this game by driving 20 hours.
I'll see you in a second.
I effectively removed myself for 40 hours.
Why don't we just sit on this one for 40 hours?
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wait, it's going to take me 20 hours to get
this. Let's get this straight. Alex just pulled to me.
Except watching a football game.
Except he's actually like...
It has a purpose.
Yeah. It has a purpose.
And I didn't do it to get out of the game. I just realized that while we're sitting here, I'm like, wait a minute. They're onto something. And I'm spending 20 hours driving to fucking Wisconsin. Minnesota.
Right, before we go to the church, we'll all just, have a nice meal, we'll take a nap, and we'll just forget to set our alarm clocks and wake up 40 hours later.
And you'll still get there before I get to Wisconsin.
Well, okay. Ryan and I want to take the church, and you guys take the Forsythe?
Well, yeah.
Open the doors and you're a Skeletor!
Open the doors.
Do you guys want to talk to the mistress and we'll take the church? Or vice versa?
I'm still with you guys.
I still have the info for the cheating and all that shit. I have it recorded, so I can confront her with it just to give her as a warning, so that she might be the next potential victim.
You might be able to get some information out of her.
Right. Yeah, because I'm gonna say like it seems like all the victims seem to stem from the church.
Okay. Then do you want to go check out the church?
Sure.
All right, we'll go check out the church.
All right.
Meanwhile, Christmas Carol is Augie singing along to?
The Mannheim Steamroller Christmas album.
And Spiro is singing along.
Pretty tough. All right, so there aren't any words. We make up.
So who's going to the church?
Dun, 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 one, two, dun, three.
So the three of you are headed to the church, and the three of you are headed to Forsythe. Let's go to the church.
I'm assuming that school will be held.
Poor Alex.
No, it's fine. I did it to myself. But you know what? I'm going to survive.
Why don't you do Alex? And we'll, catch up with...
Because Alex isn't going to...
He's driving.
Alex is 20 hours away.
Alex, what are you doing?
You're driving. I have to go from Pennsylvania to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
To
Minnesota.
20 hours.
Driving?
Okay.
chatting with Spiro.
There's a great rest stop that's got a Roy Rogers in it.
Oh, nice. On the way, though, because it is Christmas time and I'm visiting a nun, I would like to stop and pick up a nice potted poinsettia to bring to her. So, maybe...
You haven't heard about what they do with poinsettias?
No. You're thinking of tulips that have the mind control pesticide sprayed on them. Okay. Poinsettias, it doesn't make sense to do poinsettias because they're so seasonal.
That's true.
You need things that are going to be around year-round.
Tulips are totally seasonal. They're spring Easter flowers.
Shut up.
Right. You're more likely to find tulips at other times of the year.
All right, so yeah, Alex, you're driving. That's why I'm not going to Alex.
No, I know why.
Alex isn't going to be effective for another, like...
20 hours.
Hey. I think by this point we can say 19.
Okay, I'd even give you 18, Dave.
I'll take 18.
God forbid, what is Alex doing right now? He's at the urinal.
He's going to draw.
Okay, back to the game.
Can someone just pull ahead and then call Augie and be like, hey, Augie, we already talked to her. You can come back.
No. Yeah, you guys were supposed to call.
Who's
yeah.
you guys? He was going to call.
He's driving. He's not going to answer.
How many times do you call an insane asylum and say, hey, can I talk to the nun that's been there for 15 years?
I'll call St. Boniface.
I ask if Sister Elizabeth brought this.
Oh, yes. Liz is still here.
I'm Detective Harry Ellis, and I'm sending...
Detective Butterfingers?
I'm sending a partner of someone to go talk to her about a recent event of things that happened that involved her in the past. He may seem a bit eccentric, but if you would please...
You might need to commit him as well. Oh my god, you might get committed.
You guys have absolutely no faith in me.
He's on his way there now. He's a very fast driver, so he should be there within 20 hours, if not a little bit more, under the name of Augie Nixon.
Yes, what is the purpose of Mr. Nixon's visit?
A string of events that are happening here that involving her, we're trying to get the police record of her shit, whatever the fuck shit comes
stuff that happened to her
stuff
is happening
that happened
again.
That it's
he needs to speak to her regarding similar events that mimic the events that she survived in 1989.
Still a look at you using big words and happy ones.
You're welcome.
Do you have a badge number and a case number?
Okay, I give the badge number and what's the FBI dude's number?
Now you have to do a fast talk, right?
Case number is...
No, I was going to give her the number for the FBI guy.
His name is Lundy. And
Well, I give...
You know what? Make me a...
You're making this so much harder for me, by the way.
Make me a law check to see if, you can give her the right spin on it.
I'm letting you know I'm a fail.
It's a 5. That's a 96.
Wow, I got a 98 on that.
I got a 96.
Well, I was just going to say I'm her nephew. Thanks for fucking everything up.
And then she's going to be like, I don't have a nephew.
And then she's going to be like, oh, hey, look, your nephew's here. You're insane. Just go visit him. And then I'll go to the nun and say, hey, look, I'm not really your nephew. I need to talk
to you.
You're
welcome.
But I know what happened to you 15 years ago.
Sister Elizabeth is free to talk to whomever she wishes if she's all right with it. I can't give you any files without seeing you personally, Detective.
Oh, that's fine. We don't need the files. We just need to talk to her.
Oh. Well, that's fine. Sister Elizabeth is... been here for a while. She's not dangerous to herself or others at this point.
At this point?
Until she meets Augie.
Well,
I have an intelligence of 16. I know what to keep it in my pants.
You must understand. When she first came in, she was rather damaged.
Define damaged, because I've worked with damaged people and they're in cells instead of a padded room.
Well, like I said, I can't speak of a patient without directly
violating HIPAA. Yeah,
right. I would need
okay. Well, I was just
like a water gosh, it's jelly.
I was just giving you a heads up so that it just doesn't crash to you out of the blue.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, we know she's alive instead of in a plot.
All right, so, Ryan.
Yeah.
You are going to the church.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
You drive up to the Willow Valley Chapel in Lancaster, PA. It's a cozy little Victorian church building.
You want to try
that? Recently repainted, so the shingles gleam brightly white, even when put in contrast to the pristine snow that surrounds it. Interior has recently been... Well, you're at the outside first.
Quite.
So you park in the church parking
lot?
Yeah, he parks in the church.
Repainted?
is the recently painted the outside.
Sorry about that. I've been drinking a lot.
I've seen some shit.
Is it significant that it was repainted?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should figure that out.
Hey, why'd you repaint the church?
Yeah.
Because we had enough charity donations.
Maybe there was a fire or something.
Does it say...
there was some blood spilled over the
right,
walls.
Right, exactly. I'm like,
we had a paint over
blood spill or something, you know?
It's just the Willow Valley Chapel.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything
no
about
denomination.
No denomination, like not the Lutheran chapel or the Presbyterian chapel.
Episcopalian chapel.
Yeah, that's right.
The Satanic chapel.
The Chapel of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
I just pictured a cat with Cthulhu's face.
Which had to go like...
Instead of purring, it gurgles.
It's a Protestant evangelical church.
Is this a real place that you just googled up, or is this something you made?
Why not both?
No, I just looked up. But it's a Protestant evangelical church.
Oh, God.
Grape.
Yeah. Grapes? I like grapes.
Grapes of wrath.
Yeah, world is all grapes.
Well, yeah,
those are rats.
Alright, so it's been repainted. Grapes. We should ask them about that.
Stuff line.
Look around at other stuff. Is there a sign outside? Is the lawn nice? Are there steps?
Oh. Is anything decrepit? Are they trying to hide?
Like, there's a giant phallic symbol in the middle of their lawn.
You know what? Let's just call it a Lutheran church.
Is there like a shed or anything that like bears looking in or asking about?
Just the church. Let's call it a Lutheran church. It's just a church.
Lutheran church, and the only thing remarkable is that it's been repainted.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
there's the little sign outside that says from this week's reading.
Mm-hmm.
There's some
and if you peel those letters off, there's nothing behind them, like nothing written in satanic verse backwards or anything like that.
No. Right. There's some questions Google can't answer.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess we note that I note that it's been repainted and note that we should talk to somebody about that or maybe scrape away some of the paint if they seem evasive about it. But anyway, we go inside. But I note that it's been repainted.
Okay. The interior's recently been modernized as well. It's clean, sturdy, yet unadorned pews sit in two columns of five rows, and a simple, well-kept but utilitarian altar sits two steps above the wooden floor.
4KTs everywhere.
Can I make an occult check? Just see if there's any out-of-place symbolism here, or...
I can do that, too, because I have good... I'm good at that.
She's good at those things.
Hey, I made it on the nose.
Yeah, I'm going to do a spot.
I did 69 out of 80.
Yeah. Right, no, it's a Lutheran church. It looks like a Lutheran church. It's not.
I'm there, too.
So. There's nothing weird. Yeah.
Jesus doesn't have tentacles. There's what? No,
but he does have a lot.
You don't have a cult?
Pack abs.
Well, I do have a cult.
Can we do a spot hidden check to see if there's anything beneath this new exterior? You know, like the
Notice that there's one wall that's kind of darker than the rest of the wall,
that.
So you kind of assume that's a secret passage.
Out of 65.
36. The only thing that jumps out at you is that behind the altar, there's a stone staircase going down that looks a little out of place.
I missed both my rolls. It's a sacrifice.
But there's nothing about the new paint or the new remodeling that's weird.
Out of the line of bookshelves, there's one bookshelf
just like
that looks
point out.
Not like the others.
Right. You just
I bet
you
roll
for the
book
spot right. And a cult when you got
so,
it. A mask will be behind there.
Here's the question. Do we look for somebody or do we just go down the stairs?
There's somebody there up at the... Up
oh, there's somebody there? Okay.
Is he preaching?
No. Is it safe?
There's somebody... it looks like he's sitting...
Indian style?
He said it looks like there's an office.
Does he look like a bell snickle?
No. Is behind the altar there's an office where the staircase is and there's a preacher sitting there.
So here's
a jerk in
and
it?
He looks like he's writing his sermon.
Here's another question. Do we want to just
rush
super
security?
Direct and talk to this guy? Or do two of us want to go and pretend to be super direct and talk to this guy while somebody else sneaks down the weird staircase?
Who has a sneak
skill? Or you could just rush to QB and have one of you tackle and knock him out.
I have a sneak skill.
I do not have a sneak skill.
Well,
I don't have a very good sneak skill.
I have like a...
Whoever has the high sneak skill sneaks
have
people with a higher persuasion.
I have a 40%.
How about we just shoot
better
him
than
because
I am.
He's obviously the crumper sickle.
The later part.
Well, I'm just saying we could go direct and just all three of us just go and talk to this guy and see what happens.
We know that everybody's been a victim of your church, so you're obviously the crumpersicle.
What do you guys think?
I was gonna go say that you're my daughter. You're relocating in the area,
uh-huh.
And we're both Lutheran, so we're interested.
And then we're gonna let Steve sneak.
And yeah,
all right, Steve-O, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna go sneak downstairs.
All right,
so and we're gonna go talk to said human in the office.
Okay, so
to distract him from the sneaky snake.
So you walk up to the pastor. We'll make a sneak check.
Oh, hello.
He's in his
pajamas.
He's a young man. He's in his
tidy whitey,
maybe late 20s, early 30s.
Who's white?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
He's got glasses on. You know, little like.
Does he
glasses.
Do that with them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do not touch that roll. Do not touch it.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Clay.
This is my daughter Sheila.
Hi,
Sheila.
Frank Nelson, Pastor Frank.
Pleasure to meet you, Pastor.
Pastor Frank.
Sheila here is thinking about buying some property in the area, and we're very spiritual people, so wanted to make sure she got settled with a good congregation.
Yes.
Yes, we're a good congregation. We sacrifice all our bad people to the
Lord. Did you pass your sneak check?
Yeah, he passed
that. Okay, I got it.
Should I fast talk him or
no?
Okay,
I'll get to you in a second.
All right.
Oh well, you know, I just you won't find a better parish around for my money. We've got some really really good folks around here.
It's not does a thing. Your church it's do not any outreach or community support for your? Congregants?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if you've heard, but a couple of the congregants had some trouble with break-ins. Some of our congregants actually, there was
how
a break-in
terrible.
In their house, and they were actually quite violently assaulted.
That's just terrible. Hard.
And, well,
now we're not moving in here.
The congregation just, swooped in to help with baskets of baked goods and bringing over cooked meals. And
that's wonderful to know that the congregation's so supportive. Do the police have any idea why these assailants are targeting members of your congregation?
I wouldn't know. The police have come here and, there's only so much I can say as a man of the cloth to the authorities or to anybody, really. But I can't imagine why anybody would be attacking these people.
These people.
Sounds really terrible. Have any of your...
Mean the black people.
The congregants who've been attacked, do they live in the same neighborhood? Is there a neighborhood I should avoid when I'm looking for property?
No, it's nothing like that. They happened all over town. It's
really? All over town?
Yes. It's very, very concerning. I hope that the sheriff gets a handle on it soon.
Yeah, my. I can't imagine what else these people might have had in common.
But that sort of thing doesn't often happen in Lancaster. is a very safe area.
Mm-hmm. Have you been living in Lancaster a long time?
Yes, most of my life. I was raised here.
I was raised by the Krampus.
And how long have you been the pastor of this church?
Well, I left... I grew up here. I was born here, and I grew up here, and then I left for Seminole School. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Demon.
I left for Seminole School.
Seminary
when I was about 18, 19.
Oh, what year was that?
Where was that?
Oof, now I'm showing my age. That was whatever year it would be.
Okay. Not relevant.
1990-something.
Right. And where was your seminary school?
In Texas, and I went to Abilene University.
Oh, go!
Whatever team that is,
Dallas.
Go Scotties.
Yeah, that's and what
go
brought
Angels.
You? What brought you back to Lancaster?
Once I got my collar, I wanted to. I could think of no better place to share my gifts than home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, Pastor, you go to this church when you were a kid? Has this church been here?
Oh, yes, this church has been here since 1842, I believe.
Source of all evil. 1894?
No, 1842.
Oh, 1842. Right. I'm sorry, I must have misheard
that's
you.
That's Thomas Stanley Ocean Blue.
That's 1842. Do you have any idea? I know that I'm just such a history buff, I can't help but ask. Do you happen to know where the founders of this church originated from?
Most of them are... Most people from Lancaster go back to Germany or Holland.
What are some events that you hold at the church that your congregants enjoy attending?
Well, the spaghetti dinners are a big hit.
Oh, I make fantastic meatballs.
Cheese
balls.
Cheese balls.
Yes.
Cheese balls.
We have some Martha Nelson, one of the victims, she makes excellent spaghetti meatballs.
Oh. Is there anything that my father and I can do to help any of the victims?
We are taking up a collection.
We'd be happy. I'd be happy, right, Dad? We'd be happy to donate.
$1 million.
Yeah. We'd be happy
absolutely.
To donate to the collection.
We'll donate. Frank, give me your wallet.
Let me he reaches into his desk. The envelope is right here.
So he's looking a little strange now, right?
Psychology.
Yeah. A little. Ed.
By the way, you want to know some information?
I got 69 out of 90.
50 out of 69.
That is my family, by the way.
No.
Okay.
No, he's just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything in the desk that we notice while he's fishing for the envelope? Okay.
Well, let me just go to Will while he's fishing through the desk. Will, you get to the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
And there's a brick wall.
It's a brick wall, just nothing there.
Yeah, it's the bottom. You know, it's stone staircase going down.
And nothing.
It looks like it was a doorway. Brick wall.
Okay. So I created that. I created that wall.
Yeah, you created to the brick wall.
So.
Created
the sneak. Investigate the wall.
I'm gonna investigate the wall.
Okay.
How long is it?
You can make me a
1890
for Walsons.
The spot hidden check.
Can I make a cigarette check?
About 1842,
but...
Yeah.
Cigarette check.
Oh, I just missed it by two.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brick wall.
It's a brick wall.
Do you see where they're... Lancaster.
Is there anything behind the brick wall? Is it
there?
No, is there anything behind the brick wall? Does it lead to outside?
I don't know. I just looked around.
You can take some extra time.
You can make another spot hidden check.
That's why I'm Jack. Is there any other checks I can make? I can.
You can make a archaeology check.
Well, no, it's not going to work. I'll do spot hidden.
19. I got it.
Yeah, it's a doorway that's been bricked up.
Yeah,
it's been bricked up. And it looks, it's old. It's old mortar and brick.
It just goes downstairs.
Yeah. So we're going to have to come break through this wall.
We're going to break this wall, okay. So.
Probably, yeah.
And it's not moving, right? There's no loose bricks or anything.
No. As far as you don't know what's behind it because you can't see behind it because it's a brick wall.
You can't hear behind it because it's a brick wall. And yeah, so
I mean, you can make a listen check.
I'll listen.
Is there a glory hole in the wall?
In the church behind the altar.
Oh, one. Okay. Yeah, you definitely hear it's hollow behind the wall. There's something behind. There's a lack of something behind the wall. Mm-hmm. There's a space behind the wall. There is
a final frontier.
Behind the wall, perhaps.
Another brick.
You can tell that there's a cavity behind the wall, at least something big and spacious.
Listen, guys, the last time we had a brick wall, it did not end well for my character.
I'm going to sneak back up.
Let's just meet. We'll meet outside.
Because you created You don't have to make another sneak check.
I'll just get back outside.
Right.
Okay.
So we said, thank you so much, Pastor, for all of your help.
Oh, yes. I hope to be seeing you.
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't settled on anything yet, but as long as we're in town, we'll be back. For
excellent.
Sure.
Excellent.
I'll pull out a 50 and I'll slide it over to for
oh,
the victim.
Thank you so much. I'm sure the congregants, you don't even know them. How wonderful. Bless you.
Yeah.
Have a lovely holiday, Father.
It sounds like they're having
yes, a Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A tough time, but all right. So yeah, we'll once we see that what is it, Sean? Your name
Steve.
Is Steve. Once we see that Steve has come
right.
Okay.
Upstairs,
so you guys head outside to talk to Steve.
Ourselves.
Right. So Steve is going to tell us all about the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a brick wall, man. It's bricked off.
So, all right.
There's something behind. There's something definitely behind it, but it's all bricked off.
So I hate to do this to a church. I feel really awful about this. I don't know why a church makes it worse, but I feel like we're gonna have to come break into the wall.
I ain't breaking. Feel that way too.
But we should probably do it at night.
Yes.
I'm feeling like this isn't a daytime activity.
I'm thinking this is a job for Jamie.
Damn it!
Yeah.
So
I have one arm.
Meet up somewhere. Don't you have a seedy hotel room around here somewhere?
I have a seedy apartment somewhere.
Fantastic.
I know a great restaurant around here. I'm gonna look it up. There's a bunch of those really good, family style restaurants.
Yeah.
The Good and Plenty is really good.
Well, so we should call, those guys and tell them that when they're done interviewing the mistress, that they should meet us.
Well, we'll go back. My apartment isn't in Lancaster. It's in
Scranton.
Scranton, PA.
Right. So let's go rent a CD motel room.
All right, yeah.
And we'll have them meet us there.
Okay. Alright, so you guys are headed to the mistress.
Hotel room, yeah.
Well, they're gonna head to the mistress.
I'll get them.
Hold on.
Mistress.
I don't wanna break a wall. As I said before, it did not end well last time I broke a wall. Last time I broke a wall, I got this magic cancer, and I jumped off a building, and I got the best ratings I ever got in my life.
Jumping off a building was your fault.
Yeah. Oh. And it wasn't magical cancer. A star vampire sneezed its young into you.
Steve O'Reilly got magical cancer.
Well, let's go to Annie Bailey's.
Fine. Let's.
I don't give a shit where I'm going. I'm going to die.
All right, so you guys...
Merry Christmas.
Go and interview the mystery.
No. The Strasburg Railroad Dining. I'm going to go wherever we want to go.
Will is determined to find just a good restaurant in Lancaster, PA. If anyone is listening from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, please write into the show and tell us where our characters should have eaten.
And if you're Amish, how the hell are you listening?
And why are there?
How are you going to go about finding Daisy Forsythe? Danielle Forsythe.
Phone book. I'm just going to go around screaming her name and seeing.
Okay.
Phone book.
Make me a library use check or computer use check or.
I don't see computer use.
No. Probably library.
Research, is that what?
Oh, this computer. Yeah, this computer use.
Yeah. Library use is just a general.
This computer. No, this computer.
Eight would work.
Yeah,
library.
You find where she lives.
Oh no, there is computer use.
There is computer use, but I use library use.
Oh, your sheet. His sheet doesn't have it.
You find where she lives.
Because you're using a 1920 sheet.
Oh, yep.
There wasn't computer use in the 1920s.
All right,
Jamie does not use computers, by the way.
I didn't use the library, probably.
Okay, well, he found her. Where she lives. You're going to head to her house. What are you going to talk? What are you going to talk?
I found a payphone, and I went through the phone book and the payphone.
A what?
A payphone.
What is that?
It's one of those phones where you used to put a quarter in, and used to call people. Then it went to 50 cents as cell phones came around, and then after that, they just started taking them away. You might be too young.
Excuse me.
I'm too old for the cell phone. I'm not that old.
Alright, we go to the house. I ring her bell.
Bing bong!
That sounds sexual.
It plays for Alice.
Alright, so she answers the door. Hello?
Miss Forsythe?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Detective Harry Ellis.
I'm Detective Buckland.
I'd like to talk to you in private, please.
What is this about?
It's about the recent string of attacks that have been occurring around here. and we have reason to believe you may be a potential victim.
This is because Luke was attacked.
Yes. So you see where we're coming from with this.
Yes. Mitchell isn't home. Please come in.
All right. Welcome.
And who are these?
Thanks. Co-workers.
Bodyguards.
I work in the mailroom.
Why do you think?
Because I have reason to believe that the attacker knew about Luke and your
situation.
Affair.
You're not safe. The wife might beat the crap out of you.
Nobody knew except for Luke and me.
Do you attend Willow Valley Chapel?
No. You know? No, Luke does, I think. Luke and
that blonde chick.
Greta?
Greta.
Yeah.
You better know her name. She's after you.
Greta, she's like 9 months pregnant and
she still beats her husband.
4'9".
What? Ignore him. He's new.
What are you talking about? I was in the same place. You didn't see it. I saw it. You told me. You made me go.
Greta does not beat Luke.
I know she beats him.
Go to the car, Jamie.
No.
Take your other fucking arm.
I thought I'd play slaps right in your chest.
Put the one arm on wins.
Detective.
Anyways, we believe that somehow this person knew of the affair. Do you? Perchance Luke may have gone to a confession of sorts, told the chaplain.
Suppose it's possible he told the...
But aren't they protected by, client-patient, whatever they call it, I don't know what they call it, professional secrecy.
They are protected, but if perchance someone overheard it, do you have any reason to believe that anyone you know or something thereof would come after you as such as him?
Well, I suppose if Mitchell found out, he would... No, I mean, if Mitchell found out, he would have gone after... He would have gone after Luke, but...
Do you know
why would he have gone after those other... Weren't there other people from the church that were...
Other people, but it could be... He's doing a copycat thing in order for it not to get pinned on him. Do you know the location of your husband when the attacks occurred?
In bed with me, I think. I don't know. I'm a heavy sleeper.
So there's a chance your husband could have gotten up.
Why are heavy sleepers in the town?
That's PA. There's not much to do there.
Pennsylvania Dutch country. What else would they do?
Make butter.
I don't think Mitchell... It doesn't add up. Mitchell wouldn't do something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she's not part of the church, so that technically kind of pulls her off of being a victim. Mm. You two have any?
I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. Does your husband walk with a limp or use a cane for support or anything?
No.
No?
What are you looking for, Detective?
A possible suspect. I'm not saying your husband is the suspect, but these are just typical questions. I have to rule everyone out.
Right. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to say.
You've never been to the church?
I've seen it. I think I was there for a charity event once.
Does your husband or you happen to own a fur coat?
What?
According to the description, the attacker had a fur coat and a cane.
Should I be talking to a lawyer, I think, maybe?
No, ma'am, this is completely off the record.
It's more of a warning for your protection.
We're just concerned for you.
For me?
Well, you're... What's the opposite of a mistress for males?
Shooter?
Your beau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe they call them gigolos.
No, there's a person who...
Sugar daddy?
No.
No, not sugar daddy. Well, whatever, your fuckstick. was a victim. I don't say fuck stick, but was a victim, and we just, out of concern, we're just making sure that you.
He was targeted because of the affair, so you might be next.
And he was told to behave himself.
Make me a persuade check, or...
What the fuck happened to my dog? Okay.
Or fast talk.
Six.
Well, Mitchell's going to be away for the rest of the week. If you think whoever this is going to come after me next...
Do you have anyone you can stay with? Family? Friends?
No. Can you, like, I don't know, send a car or something, a black and white, to sit outside and watch the house or something?
That'd be a bit too obvious. We're trying to catch him. I could leave Slappy with you.
He may not. We're going to need Slappy later.
Yeah.
Stop interfering. You're not there.
Not there.
Okay, I could leave Slappy or Barnyard here with you.
One of your guards would...
Yeah, they get paid regardless. Actually, yeah, you lift things up and put things down, right? So you're the stronger one.
I'm strong.
You're half as strong.
I can beat the shit out of one.
I think this is a dead end.
Yeah, this is a dead end, but... She's not part of the church, so she...
Yeah, we'll just say we'll send her a black and white.
Okay,
and
we'll send an unmarked car to...
All right, thank you.
Go back, leave, I call up.
Frank.
Let him know that it feels like a dead end. The husband was apparently asleep or some shit during the attack. Husband's gone for the week. I told the lady we're going to leave an unmarked car there. Obviously, that's a fucking lie. And she's not part of the church.
Right. Well, we're renting rooms at the, I don't know, the Days Inn.
Hey, don't knock the Days Inn.
Come on down here. We'll have a little powwow, trade information, make sure everybody's up to speed.
Get in the car. And we leave. Oh, I should have asked for lemonade.
All right, so you guys meet up at the diner. Alex, you're probably at this point about 10 hours out.
Okay.
You're about halfway there.
Well, thanks for the update, I guess.
What are you doing right now?
I was going to say, can we check in with Alex? Because it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, God presses why. Alex, what are you doing?
And so, Spiro, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The reason we have to wear the tinfoil is so that the satellites can't read our thoughts.
Oh, but it looks so lame, man.
That's why I stitch it into my hat. If I just went around wearing tinfoil, people would think I was crazy, and no one would listen to the message, man.
That's why you're the boss.
That's why I knit you that little hat, too. Besides, you're cold-blooded. You should probably wear, like, mittens and things, right?
You knit me a pair of mittens.
I knit you two pairs of mittens. You've got four legs, man.
Oh. Well, I hadn't thought of that.
I would honestly pay to see a iguana in mittens.
Do you have Spiro's mittens wrapped in a Christmas present box under the seat of your pickup?
It might be in my glove compartment.
You got a mini tree that we have set up in the back.
it's on my dashboard.
Apparently, Spiro is an old blues man.
Let the record show that lizards do not like to wear sweaters.
Yeah.
Well, he's not wearing sweaters. You know
that? He's wearing a hat and mittens.
I had a lizard, and I would never have put him in a sweater.
I mean, but anyway,
maybe he likes a sweater. Maybe
he didn't even like his leash. He would not have liked a sweater.
This is Spiro. Spiro and I are tight.
That was a bearded dragon, not an iguana.
Yeah. Fair. And it wasn't Spiro. So.
All right, so God presses why you're at the
Spiro's
the Days Inn.
The Days Inn, yeah. Excited. All right, so
information exchanged.
I'm laying down on the couch.
Right, because you have broken ribs and you're in pain.
No, I have a stab. Well, yeah, I guess it would be broken because fucking stab. Fucking
depends how it went in.
Yeah,
so that's what she said.
I don't get it.
The church has been around for a long time. Doesn't exactly line up with our time frame here, but
1842.
It's the
when
one.
When was the first attack?
1894.
So between
first recorded attack.
Yeah.
between that time, how many...
And they weren't all in Lancaster.
Oh, they weren't?
No, they were all over the place, yeah.
So should we burn the church down just to be safe?
But...
Didn't burn it?
Steve found a wall.
I did find a wall.
Okay.
Is there anything behind the wall?
It sounds like there is.
So we're going to break
it. You didn't pull the magic brick to open the secret panel.
So there's
There was no secret brick to open it.
There's this weirdo staircase in the middle of the altar that dead ends in a brick wall.
Right.
That's hollow behind it.
It probably hid some stuff behind there. Then.
Right. That's
so we need a sledgehammer and nighttime.
Anyone? Anyone? Sledgehammer? Nighttime?
I've got one in the truck.
He's got one in the truck. Augie has one in the truck with the rest of my stuff. Where is Augie anyway?
He's driving to Minnesota.
He's driving to Minnesota.
What?
I bet he's about 10 hours out now.
What? What?
He went to Minnesota to talk to the nun, Elizabeth.
But my bag was in there.
Well, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
He's never gone for long.
Didn't we tell you to take your bag out of the truck?
Yeah, you did. But I didn't know he was going to go to Minnesota.
No, he does that.
He goes to Minnesota all the time.
Oh, I love Minnesota.
Augie just goes.
I love Minnesota. Especially in December.
I thought you would have figured that being with him for how long?
We're having a heat wave.
Haven't you ever seen Fargo?
Oh, that was
Grumpy Old Men?
So we better
not cry. Better not.
No. I mean, we better go to a
hardware store.
Yep, that's the one.
Nobody.
Thank you. Get a sledge and rest up because we have a brick wall to bust up.
That's not going to look suspicious. You know, we go by a sledgehammer and suddenly a church wall gets knocked down.
Do you have a better idea about how to knock down a brick wall?
Go a couple towns over to buy the sledgehammer.
Or we can see if there's a secret panel to open the door.
No, I think we tried that.
We could also try doing some research on the church.
Yeah, let's go to Strasbourg and get
into the history
next door.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe if anyone can find, like, maybe some of the plans at the town hall.
Oh, yeah, we could probably dig
a good idea.
It leads to a cave or some crap, in what was that, Seattle? Where the fuck were we with the lobster things?
Maine.
Portland.
Lobster things?
Cave that led to a building.
When Dr. Pepper mentions Portland, Frank pours himself a drink.
I take some of his happy juice.
No, none for you. You're on pain meds.
Trust me.
Alright, so...
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Trust me, I was a doctor.
Let's go back the library.
Okay, so...
I'm not allowed in the library.
Make a library check.
I guess I'm waiting outside.
I got a 26 out of 72.
I got distracted by a book about horses.
Nothing jumps out at you. It is, the church was built in 1842, and beneath the church there was there were some crypts.
Okay.
Then no blood.
In the early 1900s,
were bricked off.
Were condemned as structurally unsound.
Okay.
And bricked off.
I spelled that wrong. Can we find any information about who was buried in the crypts under the church? Is it relevant?
I want to know how many pastors.
I mean, locals, congregants.
But nobody of note.
How many pastors have been
nobody
in that church?
Nobody have the name Crumperdoodle.
Hundreds.
Millions.
Millions. They're the most unlucky church in Pennsylvania.
Well, it's Tuesday, which means it's time for a new pastor.
Bring on the
sacrifice. It's 3 o'clock. New pastor time.
Man, our catacombs.
Do we have this pastor three pastors?
Can we do research about the current...
Yeah, we've had to start repeating.
Can we do research about the current pastor?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Bob. I don't either.
All right.
Frank Nelson, I think.
Sure.
If that doesn't remember either, it's probably not important.
Yeah, he's... Frank grew up in Lancaster, went to...
if he was Frank Nelson, who knows Martha Nelson?
Okay. How about some research on the current congregants?
Okay.
Like the victims.
Yeah, who are they? Are they even not the victims? Are they prominent in the community?
The current victims?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe it's like, what's that shit? Hot Fuzz?
That's what I keep saying. The whole town's in on it.
Not particularly prominent. You find about...
you find a booger.
How many of them went to that charity event Daniel went to?
Most of them. Or all of them. Martha Nelson won a blue ribbon for
her spaghetti and meatballs.
Her begonias and meatballs.
That is
it. Is there anybody in the congregation that arouses anybody at all, victims or otherwise, that arises any suspicion in the research? Anyone in the congregation that were like, wait a minute, this person.
Make me a library use check.
One of these things just doesn't belong here. 55 out of 72.
23 out of 49.
Nothing that doesn't belong. You find on record a couple of allegations against Daniel Greer, who was one of the victims. He's a cop. There were some allegations of
abuse of power?
Excessive force. You find...
Did he choke somebody?
Too soon, you guys.
Too soon.
You guys haven't talked to the cops yet.
Why would we kind of talk to...
I wonder how everyone else is doing, Spiro.
That's the only thing you find, really.
You're fine.
allegations of excessive force.
Uh-huh.
You hungry? I'm hungry.
Does he walk with a cane?
Where's that Roy Rogers?
Don't worry, I got you covered, buddy.
I'm dead ending here right now. My brain is like...
Grasshoppers.
Yeah, I'm a wall.
Same Welcome here. To the club.
How about God throws us a freaking bone here?
I'm at a point where...
Why don't you guys, go to bed for the night?
So, can we dig up the plans for the church to see if there's an alternate entrance into that crypt so we don't have to break down the wall?
For it, no.
Okay. So the only way into that...
The plans, or no, there's not another entrance?
There's not another entrance.
So the only way to get into that crypt would be to break down that wall. Yes.
I'm thinking Snickerdoodle, whatever the fuck his name is chilling down there. And
I'm thinking, I feel like, right, I'm brick walling. I feel like the only thing to do, right, the only idea I've got is to break down that freaking wall.
Yep. The other thing that I'm thinking...
how do you not have a sledgehammer in that
bag? We know, he had it in the back of his...
No, this guy.
Oh.
It's not his motorcycle.
What's your idea?
The motorcycle's under the
hand. Is there any pattern to... You said there have been 6 attacks? Like, they happen every Saturday, they happen every...
No,
every
couple of days. So we still are like, kill the freaking thing.
So we could just, you know...
Well, make me an idea check.
We could wait until another attack happens.
What's the idea again? It's not...
It's not here. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Oh, yeah, I made that 3.
28 out of 60.
73 out of 75.
You at least know that Luke was a cad.
Right.
So we can find somebody else in town with a foible and stand
And
them
Daniel was supposedly a crooked cop.
Right.
Right.
So we have to find out if there are any congregants who are assholes, basically, and then stake
Who
them
might
out.
Have it coming.
Right. What day of the week is it?
It is a...
Oh, it's today, right?
Yeah.
So it's Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh,
never
mind.
But,
Even so, we still don't know how to hurt this thing.
And also, do we have the time to dig up dirt on everyone in town before the next attack happens?
So, fuck North Korea, huh?
I don't know. I mean, do we have
look
the time
up
for
any
that?
Ritual
oh, God,
to
it might
get,
be
listening. When was the last attack?
The last attack was...
I love that theater in Texas.
On Mike Marcus, who was a high school student, it was 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago, so...
You want to go investigate the student?
I don't know if we're going to get much by looking into the victims, but...
We're just going
to
find
all
out.
They all seem to have their own character flaws. We just...
The thing is, we're in a town full of people. Everyone's going to have some sort of dirty little thing. And also, it's a small town, so everyone's going to be in...
Well, the catch isn't that small.
Because if we were to try to dig up dirt, what we'd have to do is we'd have to go back to the church, get a congregant list. Right? Dig up dirt on every congregant.
Or talk to the pastor.
He's not going to tell us because of the privilege thing.
Well, if we go in officially...
Tell him to check his privilege.
Officially?
If we go in officially...
Off the books?
No, if we go in officially, he can claim that it's, you know, privileged mm-hmm. information. But if somebody can schmooze it out of him, I don't know.
Does it pass a drink?
I mean, we could try.
I mean, presumably you could, here's an idea, you could
sneak in and go
tell him
stuff.
Your theory about how,
right.
You know.
These people
are in danger because, you know,
right.
We know about the affair.
Or if you want, you could put him to a chair and give me a letter opener.
So you always want the letter opener.
We know about the affair and we know that Daniel, you know.
And we know that the guy was a crooked
right.
cop and we know that the high school student had a dirty secret too. We can just make that one
right.
up.
So your flock might be in danger.
Right. Tell us. Who you're... He doesn't even have to tell us what they did as long as he'll tell us who he suspects the next victim might be.
Right.
Right? Because somebody has some sort of whatever.
You guys are smooching. I'm going to... Smooching.
Of all the biggest a-holes in the church,
if it's not the
give
pastor,
us the short list.
How else would they have found out about the affair?
Yeah, ask him if he knows what about the snickerdoodle.
Like while people are talking to him, I'm just going to go through his office and see if I can find anything written
down.
All
right, so God
okay.
press... So do you want to do this today?
I think we should sleep on it.
Let's let Alex actually do something.
Okay. So you guys go to bed. The next morning.
Wait. I sleep through the night without having.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is how I'm going to work this, Ryan. I want you to make me a sand check.
Why did I say anything?
Because you're an idiot.
Because I hate myself.
Not very nice, Alex.
But it's true.
I made it. 20
okay.
out of 78.
So this is how it works. Every time that you go to sleep, you have to make a sand check to actually go to sleep.
Okay.
If you fail your sand check, then...
he sits in the corner and diddles.
Then you don't sleep.
You watch game shows.
You will get a minus 10 penalty.
Okay.
For all actions for the next day. All
right.
And now
I feel like if you had told me that from the beginning, Frank would be a lot drunker than I picture.
And then I want you to make a second sand check because of the nightmare.
Because of the nightmare. All right. That one I do not make.
Okay.
99.
Damn.
Thank God I didn't fumble that. But
okay. So
thank you, Ed.
Ryan, you can lose 4.
Oh. All right.
That's cute.
You are going crazy. Did you tell me you called ahead and tell them I was coming?
No.
You don't have a cell phone.
Yes, I do.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Okay. All right, so yeah. So that's
I
how
just change it every month.
Every right. time you go to sleep, you make one sand check. If you pass it, you sleep, but you have to make another sand check.
For the dream.
For the dream.
Okay. So I get... sleep. I just have the nightmare and wake up.
Yes. If you fail the first sand check, you don't even sleep.
All right. Is there anything added to that dream, or is it the same dream over and over again?
It's more or less the same dream.
How many hours of sleep do I get?
You get a full night's sleep.
Okay, and just...
Yeah.
So it just extended the
yeah.
dream.
Well,
basically, what it's basically the first sand check represents, like...
me forcing myself to.
Like, okay, I know I just had the dream, but I need to fucking sleep.
Right.
It's just a dream. It's just a dream.
Right.
It's not real.
It's not as much a fuck to sleep. Sleep.
Right. And the demons under your bed are gonna eat you up.
Can I heal some more?
No.
Damn it.
All right. So it's the next
so
day.
So the next day, and let's go to Augie.
I'm really tired after that drive. I'm going to sleep for a bit. I'm going to go.
On the sixth Red Bull.
I'm stopping to pick up a poinsettia.
But do make a con times 5 check.
I will do that.
The Carol of the Bells. It's on its like 10th playthrough.
14 times 5. I got 60. I think I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're good. So yeah, you're tired. Do you chew some
dip
leaf or tobacco leaf
dip.
Or something or dip or whatever, and give yourself a little buzz,
a few slaps in the face.
Yeah, cold water, and you go to St. Boniface's.
Okay.
And you go to the front desk. Hi.
What time is it?
It's
to get a watch.
It's 11 a.m.
Okay.
There's a woman behind the counter, and name tag says Judy.
Oh, hello, Judy. My name is Augie. I'm hoping I might be able to see Sister Elizabeth Fruit.
Liz. Elizabeth Frutt.
Frutt, yes.
Yes, Sister Frutt. Yeah, I believe somebody called yesterday about your arrival.
Oh, yes, the detective.
Yes, yes. Yes, we spoke to Liz. She's actually looking forward to
very
talking
good.
To somebody.
I brought her
she
this plan.
A lot
I,
of
hope that's, I hope it's okay.
Yes, yes. You know, we'll have to search through it. But
no, no, absolutely.
You're going to search through the what?
The plant.
Oh, plant.
No. Spiro's in the car doing recon. he's going to call me if anything
did
goes
you
wrong.
Leave the walkie next to him so he can push on the walkie button to call you
yeah.
if there's something wrong?
Yeah. I've got one in my pocket. He's got the other.
So, yeah, you
yeah, it's just a point set. I didn't do anything to it.
Right. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so if you would like to wait in the all-purpose room, Elizabeth will be right in.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
They probably wouldn't allow a poinsettia in a sanitarium. They're poisonous.
To dogs? She's not a dog.
No, to people, too.
She might be a bitch.
Aren't they poisonous to people, too?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You bring her a non-poisonous something or other.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fucking...
I bring her a wreath.
Okay, whatever.
Something festive.
If they're poisonous to people,
small
then
Christmas.
It's a wreath. If they're not, it's a poinsettia. I don't know.
Well, now I'm going to have to Google poinsettia.
I'll Google it. You play.
Seen?
Google. Go ahead. All right.
Are you Googling it too, Ed?
No.
Good.
He got a text message.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's jerking it.
He got a sex message.
All right, so you go to the all-purpose room, and after about 10 minutes, a woman, she looks like she's in her late 50s, early 60s, comes in. She's got long gray hair, wearing a cardigan and sweatpants, slipper socks.
My flippity floppies.
And she walks over. Oh, Mr. Nixon.
Yes, yes, sister Fritz.
Sister,
I hold out my hand. It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You can call me Liz.
Oh, well, all right. You can call me Augie.
I don't really, wear the habit anymore.
I brought this for you. I hand her an indiscriminate plant.
It's pixelated.
Yeah, it looks like thank you so much. It's beautiful.
Oh.
I'll put it.
For the record, it'll just make you puke.
Okay. No, I'll put it.
But it's a poinsettia.
I'll put it on my table.
Sorry, I thought you might need a splash of color.
It's really nice to have somebody to talk to. I don't have any family. You see, I don't have any business.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
There's enough darkies here.
So how are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing better than I was.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to make small talk with her for a while. I'm not in any rush.
Yeah.
I just drove 20 hours to get here. I'm going to get every minute out of
it. It doesn't get any easier, but...
I'm going to go finish my cigarette.
You know, I'm able to look at the world now.
Well, unfortunately, sister, I wanted to talk to you about the incidents that put you here.
Yes, Dr. Meredith says it's good to talk about it.
Well, good, yes. My friends and I are investigating a similar situation, and I'm hoping that you might be able to help us save some people.
Oh, my. Anything. If this person is still out there.
What can you tell me about that night?
I was spending Christmas away from the convent. It was the first time in a long time. I hadn't seen Hannah, my sister, since her birthday last year, the year before that. And we were spending Christmas together. It was Hannah and me and George and Layla and little George. We went to sleep Christmas Eve, and George and Hannah had put out milk and cookies. Layla and little George had long since stopped believing in Santa, but I bit the cookie, I drank a little bit of the milk, and then I went to bed. George and Hannah went to bed, and then that's when I heard my little sister screaming. She was screaming, George! George, no! And then she just stopped screaming. I peered through the keyhole, and that's when I saw the woman creeping through the hallway.
A woman?
Yeah.
I don't really recall much. Well, I wasn't well at the time, and my mind made a picture that just doesn't make sense.
Liz, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I think whatever you saw was real. I've seen some crazy things out there. And sometimes the crazy things are real.
I know, right?
The crazy lady has to now roll a sand.
What did you see?
I don't think
it can't hurt you now.
I
you're safe.
You shouldn't be safe. Whatever I saw, it was just a woman, an old woman, and my mind, I couldn't bear to put what this woman had done on a human, so I created this monster.
Right. Yes, you created a monster in your mind. What did that monster look like?
Looked like it was the devil.
An old woman, short, shriveled thing, a skeleton wrapped in. She was so skeletal, like she was wrapped in parchment. Her skin was so dry and tight, with big black wet eyes and tiny sharp needle teeth. Her thin, sparse hair was white, and underneath it was a hideously scarred scalp covered in sores, boils, and dried, scaly skin. And her hands, the fingers, they were so long and thin, like dried-up twigs. And fingernails so long and razor-sharp, they might as well have been claws. And her pinky nail glistened wetly.
And they called him Sandy Claws.
But it was a hallucination.
Yes, of course.
That and the other thing was a hallucination.
What other thing?
The thing that was with her, the monster on the chain, it had fangs and claws and
what the shit?
Shaggy white fur matted with blood
and the plot thickens
and ram horns.
That's a Krampus.
It was bipedal and walked on cloven hooves.
That's a Krampus. That's
a Krampus. And the thingy.
It's a lot of shit.
So when you saw her through the door, what happened next?
Well, I tried to save my niece and nephew with the handgun George kept locked in the chest in the guest room. I shot at the woman that I thought I hit her, and it looked to me like she just shrugged the bullets off, but I know now that I missed.
Right.
I don't know why. She knocked me to the ground. I don't know why she didn't kill me, too.
Your sister, and so, so, did she kill your niece and nephew as well?
Yes.
Must be a bad family. So what's that?
She slit their stomachs open with a razor or something, and
your sister and your brother-in-law, were they?
He's all over the lore here.
What were they like? Any problems?
They had a meth lab in the basement.
Oh. I didn't really see them that often. I didn't get out of the convent that often.
So this woman just knocked you aside and left you there?
Yes.
Did she say anything?
No. No. She just knocked me aside and then cut Layla and Georgie open and stuffed them with those packing peanuts.
Wait, what?
She stuffed them with packing peanuts.
Are you certain it was packing peanuts?
Yes.
The little styrofoam thing.
Yes.
Now I have no fucking idea what this says.
What?
Merry Christmas, Frank Lamont.
I don't know.
And she said nothing during all of this. Not one word.
No.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And what about the monster that she had on the chain?
It wasn't real.
Well, did you imagine it doing anything?
No.
Packing peanuts. I got nothing. Cheese ball.
Well, that's quite an incredible story, sister. Liz.
Yes, well, like I said, it was very hard to get past what happened. I'm still not over it, but I know now that it was a hallucination and that it was just a terrible person, and if I can help you catch her...
Well, so, what convent were you a member of?
St. Benedict's.
St. Benedict's. What denomination is that?
Catholic.
Okay. And how long were you nun?
20 years.
Did you go to confession before you left for your sister's house?
As a matter of fact, I did.
And only a priest can take confession.
Right.
Who was the father that you spoke to?
Oh, Lord, I don't remember. Father Ezekiel?
Father Ezekiel?
Yes.
He didn't go for her because she was cleansed of her sin.
Mm. What, do you remember Father's first name?
His first name was Ezekiel.
Oh. His last name?
I don't know.
Let's all go to confession.
No. I understand.
I can't even know.
You will die. Your sister and her husband, were they church-going folk?
No. They stopped going to church George's mother died.
George's mother?
Yes.
What had happened to him? Her?
It.
She died of old age.
Oh. And they just stopped going after that?
Yes. Yes. I hate to say it, but the marriage was affected a little bit. I know Hannah wanted to go to church, and George became a different person.
How so?
He was volatile. He spent less time at home.
Volatile. Did Hannah ever say?
Oh, I don't know if he ever hit her, but he certainly was verbally abusive at times, and I think he was unfaithful.
And I hate to ask, but what of your sister? Did she do anything in retaliation or?
No.
Acting out?
No, I prayed for her, though, with Father Ezekiel, right before I left, actually.
You prayed for her with Father Ezekiel?
Yes.
Do you know where Father Ezekiel is now?
Oh, he's dead now. He died maybe 5 years ago.
Ah.
He was old then.
Of course. Do you know where he's buried?
In the grave.
Goodness, no. Probably at the cemetery at St. Benedict's.
Mm. Where is St. Benedict's?
It's in St. Olaf.
Oh, well.
That's the second time it's been brought up.
Well, sister, I greatly appreciate your time. I'm going to take out a little scrap of paper and write down my current cell phone number. If you think of anything else from that night, if you can give me a call, I'd really appreciate it. Let me ask you. I mean, the case that we're looking into is slightly different from yours. No one's been killed, but people have been beaten. Does that mean anything to you?
There was something several weeks before. They had another break-in, I believe George was hurt.
Your sister had the break-in.
Yes, into her house, into her home, and George was hurt by whoever broke in.
Did they say anything about who it was?
Some vagrant.
A man?
Yes.
stand by.
In rags?
Oh, I believe so. It seems so petty compared to what came next.
Yes, yes, I understand.
I believe it was a man.
Or dead.
Did he tell them anything?
That you mention it. I think he left a message or something that said, behave or I'll be back.
Unfortunately, that's what's happening now. There, a man was attacked, and that message was left in his house.
You have to stop whoever this is.
When your sister and her family were... Do you know, was anyone else attacked that night, or was it just your family?
I don't know. I don't know.
I understand.
They say that I'm the only person who survived the attacks.
Yes. So
there must have been others.
Yes, well... Sister, I believe you've been a great help. But if I need anything else, I might stay around in town for a few hours. I might be back later if you wouldn't mind talking some more.
I do need to rest now. That took a lot out of me.
I understand completely. You go rest. I greatly appreciate your time, sister.
It feels good to talk about it. And
well, if you have my number, if you ever want to talk about anything,
thank you.
Feel free to give me a call.
Or my iguana.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
You know what? I'm going to write down my blog.
And if you ever... No, I'm not. So I'm going to walk out. Before I call these guys, I am going to go to St. Benedict's.
Okay.
Is it a church, or is it like a convent-y, priest-y thing?
It is a church.
A church. Okay. I'm going to go to the graveyard. I'm going down here. I'm just going to go in.
Let's see
if there's a priest around.
Oh.
Yeah, you see there's a priest. Hello, welcome.
Hello, Father. my name is Augie. I was hoping I might be able to talk to you about a matter.
Have you heard about
How long have you been the pastor at this church?
Since Father Ezekiel died about 5 years ago.
I wanted to ask you about him. I was just talking to someone who used to know him, a sister here a long time ago. A tragic story. Sister Elizabeth?
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
Very, very tragic. Entire family killed.
Yes, yes. She had mentioned to me that she was talking to Father Ezekiel that earlier, before she left to visit her sister. I was hoping he was still around, but she said that he passed on five years ago.
Unfortunately, the great man left us 5 years ago. He was elderly. He went peacefully.
What was Father Ezekiel's last name?
Bartlett.
Bartlett.
Dick shit.
That's
what we call him, Father Ezekiel.
I should spell Ezekiel, right? What did he look like?
A man.
Looked like a man.
He was on the tall side, short gray hair.
With a man.
I mean, he was a little stooped in his old age, but he was a handsome man for one so well long lived.
Ooh, yeah.
Beard?
I love handsome.
Oh no,
man.
Father Ezekiel never wore a beard.
A big bushy beard.
Downstairs, though. Let me tell you.
The night that Sister Liz's family was attacked, were there other incidents in town?
Yes, unfortunately, that was a dark night in St. Olaf. There were four other families that were affected by the murders that night at Christmas.
Do you know who they were?
I don't fully recall. Not all of them were fully connected with the church. There were a couple of... They were congregants, and I don't know if I remember their names specifically. I'd have to look into our records.
But they were all congregants?
I believe so, yes. It's a very big church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building.
It's a big church.
Sister Liz's sister and husband weren't congregants at the time, were they?
No, that was strange.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for your time, Father. What was your name?
Daniel.
Father Daniel. Well, thank you very much.
Daniel.
I'm gonna go back out to my car.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do at the church?
Yes.
Burn it down.
I don't know yet. What I don't know what yet.
He's gonna go grave robbing.
Besides going grave robbing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call them up.
Okay. So you got a call. It's Augie. Who are you calling?
I'll put him on speakerphone.
Frank. Yeah.
Okay. So you call Frank and you put him on speaker.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, Augie.
We were all just sitting down to have breakfast.
Yeah, we're at the diner. You're on speaker. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, I spoke to the nun, and it seems like our Krampus guy...
Krampus.
Or our Thickle Snitchel guy.
Belschnickel.
He's a precursor to Krampus.
Okay.
Her sister told me about how this... bearded hobo in rags broke into their house earlier in the month and attacked her husband, who was verbally abusive and probably cheating on her.
Yeah.
And then on Christmas night, a horrible-looking old woman, who was more monster than woman, came in with a monster, a giant black goat-like thing with horns...
That'd be the Krampus.
...on a leash...
Oh, okay, so it's not...
And it didn't do anything.
Uh-huh. So...
But the woman killed the family, and then stuffed the children with packing peanuts?
What?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Hand check.
Yeah, I'm going to hand check.
No. What
did he
do? Yeah.
I got a 12.
27.
I made that.
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I just made that.
So you're saying...
37 of the 38.
Yeah, styrofoam.
Little 17. Yeah.
Little James styrofoam thing.
27.
Yeah, you're
well.
Right.
What? I passed.
He said 17. I heard.
17. What was Krampus supposed to do? He dumps treats?
No, the Krampus usually puts kids in a sack and beats them with a reed.
Beats them with a twitch.
Well, Krampus wasn't doing anything. It was this...
It was a female, you said?
She said it was a woman.
Is
well,
a female crime?
Ish.
Yeah, maybe somebody kidnapped
her. Okay, stop actually looking it up.
No, I failed it.
So, somebody probably captured the Krampus.
There, it seems
I
like.
Failed the family.
And is all using right, its power.
I pull out my phone and I Google this.
And I failed my sin check.
Okay, you can make library use or cult. We failed.
Yeah,
I'm going to make it a cult check.
Yeah,
a cult check.
I've been not doing so
Frank's
well.
Still not.
I got a 32 out of 80 from
that. I got a 34
out of 80. 7 out of 47. Today's one of those I don't roll very often, and when I do, I fail. So
oh, that's cool. I've been failing persuades and catching up.
I passed my cult.
I wrote down everything we know.
I crit failed now. So I think it's going to. This is my game. This is Jamie's game, baby.
Significant detail.
I know. I'm making a list because lists make me feel better.
After he just got a ghost hunt.
I don't know.
Yeah, then he'll be able to full ghost, and he can haunt his
Frank's
dreams even more.
That'll be another thing that Frank gets.
Yeah,
is the ghost
this,
of Jamie.
I got this great dream you can visit.
Check what?
Your email.
Okay.
I don't have
anyone
it. It's not a permanent ghost hand. I have to activate it.
I passed, so
yep.
I can find
so,
it.
I passed better than
I passed.
I don't do a computer.
Actually, I couldn't Google because my phone is currently on speakerphone.
You could use
all right. The death of the great wizard Albrecht at the hand of the belly slitter. The final chapter in a book of German folktales about the rise and fall of the great wizard Albrecht. When the great wizard Albrecht was very old, he lived the life of a hermit in the snow barren plain surrounding the tiny village of Winterplatz. He had settled there as a young man. It was there that he became wise and learned in the ways of sorcery, and it was there he faced many perils. Two perils. Though his body was frail with age, he vanquished the ice wraiths and banished the fire demons from the realm with his powerful magics.
Four.
He was loved by the people of Winterplatz, for he was their protector. And though he was duty-bound to protect them, the great wizard's heart had turned to stone as his defiance of the Lich Lords had claimed the life
Lich.
Of his only...
Lich
Lords had claimed the life of his only love, Elsa.
Frozen.
Olaf.
Again.
Meyer is fountain vomiting all over us.
It's so warm and chunky.
Yeah.
In his final days, there was a great doom that came to Winterplatz. A witch named Bertha was stalking the land with her monstrous pet, a bestial horned thing called a Stregel. Bertha hates... Stregel? Bertha hated the people of Winterplatz for their sins and formed a plan. I will come upon them on the solstice and slit open their stomachs. I will eat their innards, and in their place I shall put styrofoam packing peanuts. Worthless stuffing to show the people of Winterplatz are filled to bursting with refuse. The great wizard was watching Bertha in his crystal ball and jumped to his feet. This must not be allowed, he bellowed. And so he set off to defeat her, but his bones were brittle with age and he was slow of gait. The great wizard arrived in Winterplatz just as Bertha was slitting her first belly and cackling as Lilith had when she devoured the elf king. Halt, witch, you will harm no one else tonight. And he slew her using a spell he had learned from a snow sprite. Then the great wizard returned to his cottage because he had gone home. He did not see Bertha rise from the dead 1 hour later. Bertha immediately set to her dark purpose once more. The great wizard saw in his crystal ball that Bertha had returned and become infuriated. What dark necromancy is this? She cannot be killed, and he set off to destroy her for good. Once again, he came upon her slicing open the stomach of a farmer and filling the cavity with packing peanuts. Straw. Evil one, I shall smite thee. Foolish old man, my pet will tear the flesh from your bones. At that, the great wizard was set upon by a snarling horned beast with dripping fangs. Stregel, he cried, as the shaggy thing sank its fangs into him and sliced him across the belly with a razor-sharp tongue. The wizard shrieked in pain and held aloft his magic wand. Pah! Take that, he called from the ether, a net woven from evergreen...
Ether.
A net woven from evergreen branches. The beast was paralyzed as the green needles brushed his fur. What the fuck is the ether? Then with a flick of his wand, a ball of light, I'm assuming, erupted from the tip. The Stregel was struck dead by magic.
From the tip.
My precious one, Bertha, came to her fallen beast side and began to speak a spell to revive it. Bertha could do nothing else while her pet lay dead, for it was all she loved in the world. The great wizard formed a plan. While she is distracted with this spell, I shall slay her with my magics. And then he has lots of magics. Yeah. And then he called forth magical blades into the air, and Bertha okay. was cut down.
Hey, we have magical blades. Thank
goodness. Yeah. I shall now take her body to a cave I know and seal it with one of the sigil stones given to me by the shaman from the east. There's a cave, and it was sealed with a sigil stone, like a brick wall. The great wizard dragged her body as fast as his aged form could manage, but he was gravely wounded, and by the time he reached the cave, placed her inside and began to speak the spell that would activate the sigil. Bertha was no longer dead, and the great wizard collapsed to the snowy ground. The last sight he saw before he left this world was the witch had given his life to stop rise from the dead. I don't think
the witch that he had given his
life to stop
rise from the dead.
He watched her rise from the dead. Got it. Thanks. I was like, wait. Bertha returned the Stregel to life and left Winterplatz to stalk other lands and punish the wicked. The body of the great wizard Albrecht was recovered by the townspeople and his body was set to sea.
It also has this illustration that I just sent it to you.
Is a legit story you found?
No, I wrote
Okay.
It.
No, he definitely wrote that.
I definitely wrote that.
Definitely wrote it.
Hacking peanuts?
No, it said straw.
It definitely said straw. I just...
Okay. You want me to break that wall?
So for those of you listening, the illustration is of a wizard
doing magic,
doing all of his magic.
Merlin
doing a magic on a sigil stone that's floating in the air.
He's magicking it up.
Is that what that is?
That's yeah.
Merlin,
so we'll just
stone.
Do it. We have
there's
everything.
No, there's no stone. It's a star.
Who yeah. do the magical
blades? That's the
yeah.
stuff.
We have
stone
everything.
Yeah.
We have everything except the sigil stone. We got magical blades. We can get an evergreen branch.
Where'd you get to draw the picture?
So where does the Verschnickel come into this then? I ask everyone.
Belsnickel.
In character.
What?
So where does the Belsnickel come into this?
German. Thing? Yeah, I don't know. It's Christmas shit.
Yeah, I know it's Christmas shit, but it's warning people.
No.
Maybe that's what the Belsnickel's doing.
It's trying to save them.
Maybe it's actually warning people.
Huh.
That fucker's the good guy.
Could that be possible?
I suppose.
All right, so we
like
don't
it's
want...
trying to give them a chance not to get the stupid butt killed,
and then stuffed with packing peanuts.
Right.
Here's the thing: the nun also told me that before she went to her sister's house, she had confession with Father Ezekiel.
Stuffed with packing peanuts.
She was
so
clean.
She would have been absolved of all her sins.
That's if,
all right.
That depends on what this deity.
And all the people who were murdered in town were congregants at the church, except her family. I'm thinking she probably told the priest about her sister and her brother-in-law's marital problems and how he would verbally abuse her and cheat on her.
But none of these priests or pastors seem to be related in any way.
But it doesn't make sense why they would kill the children.
Church hunting.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Well, maybe...
What was the name of the... Did you guys go to the church down there?
It was a Lutheran church.
It's church hopping.
What was the name of the priest who was in charge?
Frank something.
What did he look like?
Frank Milk.
Irrelevant. Youngish, I guess.
It was.
You weren't there? How do you
know? I say, I guess, bitch.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, okay. Bitch.
Oh.
Father Ezekiel was an old, stooped man. But handsome. Apparently.
Well, we know we don't know exactly what the connection is here, but we know where this thing might strike again, and thanks to this little bit of folktale we found, we know how to kill it.
Well, we know how to kill the monster. Yeah. Evergreen branches will hurt the Krumpus thing.
Krampus.
The witch is another matter.
And I don't know about you guys, but I don't have Odin on speed dial to get a sigil stone.
I have a guy named Odin, but he's not the Odin.
And what is a sigil stone?
Everybody make an idea check.
Look at that.
I got a crit.
Yep, 16. I critted too.
I got 75.
The story said that the Stregel was the only thing she loved in the world, and that immediately she tried to revive it.
Right, so if you kill that, succeeded. She'll get distracted and maybe...
Even stab her with magical daggers.
Yes.
But then she's just going to come back anyway.
Because she's a lich. How do you kill a lich?
We need to seal her away.
Basically, she's going to die. So Sheila... Wait. So Sheila... why is Sheila leaving? Come up with a reason for Sheila.
She's got to go to the bathroom. She ate bad shrimp.
She's fucked up. No.
I was gonna say, do we want to call session here? Because it's 11 o'clock. Okay. It sounds like we've got a lot to go through.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea.
I'm sorry to break this up. I'm having a blast.
No, it's okay. It's one of Ed's ones.
Sheila's got to get back to Brooklyn.
Also, I would go to every single time.
She has a long car ride ahead of her.
Okay, so we'll call.
And she has to work at 8.
We'll call session here.
That's dope. That means I can finish with you guys.
Yeah. So, you know that...
Shut up, Alex.
Yeah, we can start rolling better next game.
So I'll tell you... So there's not much.
Sort of failing every fucking...
You know,
I wrote down all the things we know on an index card.
Right.
Ed will lose it.
Okay. Maybe you should keep it running. You're responsible.
Yeah.
You not lose
it. All right. Love you guys.
You know that is warning people.
Yeah.
Mary, Mary.
That's your assumption, that he's warning people.
Somebody write that
and
down.
That this witch is ultimately going to kill all these people and their families.
Right.
And that from the story you've deduced that killing the beast will distract her.
Enough that we could possibly seal her away somehow.
That you can temporarily kill her. Because... according to the story, she died.
She came
back an hour later.
Yeah.
So we'll get an hour to seal her away with.
We gotta
something.
Find a spell to seal.
Yeah, we have to find the stone. Okay. We have to find out a way to make one of those
sigil stones. Yeah, which we can probably do.
Oh, yeah, no big thing.
Well, can't we call the rider again? That had nightmare?
I have 15 in Cthulhu Mythos. I can figure out how to do some magical shit.
Ryan, make your Cthulhu Mythos.
I have 11.
God damn it, Ed.
You just pointed it out to yourself.
Yep, 8 out of 15.
Wow, I just watched him hit double zeros. I'm like, oh, God, don't get another one.
Yeah, no. But
all
right. I 8 out of 15. So that's I passed the Cthulhu Mythos check. That's a sand check. I failed my sand check.
Okay, so...
That's good.
Yep.
I'll let you look at a picture of the sigil stone up close.
Oh, it's an elder sign.
Of course, sealing it away.
It's the same one I have on my thing.
Oh, and that's why it's a star in the picture. It's an elder sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Ryan,
star
you...
Star David.
So, Frank, we'll end it on this. Frank, you're looking at the picture, and they're all talking, sigil stone, where are we going to get a sigil stone? Well, maybe we can call the rider. How are we going to... It's a... And then, oh, it's an elder sign.
And then we'll end it there.
And then, damn it.
and Ryan, then you lose two. All
right.
No, Elder Signs are actually good.
The shit that I had to think about in order to come to the Elder
Sign. It's an Elder Sign.
That was what the same
thing. And I think she's going, oh, shit.
All right. Well, so what do you guys think of Merry Christmas?
I like it so far.
Yeah, it's actually fun, though.
I had a good car ride.
Yeah.
I didn't really do much.
I thought his was going to be a dead end, and
what I'll tell you is that I was worried that you guys were going to go into the crypt, because what I said to you via text message, if you approach the monsters unprepared, you will be outright killed.
You know, I didn't want to fucking do that.
I'm glad you guys did your homework.
I wasn't too worried about that, because I was 20 hours away.
Well, to be fair,
Augie would have survived.
When you told me, Ed,
the next game would have been Augie getting back to town and everyone's dead.
It kept with me, so that's why I was like, all right, now I have a couple days to think about what I can say and everything else.
But you guys, it's a good thing you guys did your homework, because...
I was like, wait a second. I'm like... Is there anything else like it?
Basically, the way that I statted out these monsters is that...
They're impossible to kill unless we know that we have to hit them with an evergreen brain.
They're impossible to kill unless you have the stuff you need to have.
Right, because the one will just come back to life.
Right.
Yeah. How do you stop a lich?
And the Strigel.
We're actually going
to
do this.
The Strigel is pretty much impossible to kill unless you have an evergreen branch.
Yeah.
That will help you.
Well, that's great.
That'll make it pretty much a cinch to kill it. But if you didn't have it, you wouldn't.
My favorite Christmas present you ever gave me was the picture of me.
All right, so that was part one of Jerry Christmas Franklin.
That monstrosity.
Are we going to come up on Christmas?
Well, the only reason I could say we could put it up on Christmas, we haven't finished your other three shot yet. We haven't put the third part up.
Oh yeah,
that was going to go out next week.
Oh okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry after Christmas, I guess.
Or January.
Because we might do something else in between games.
Well, maybe we can release. This is like a special, alt Christmas episode.
I mean, I can put this up.
Why don't we finish the discussion later on?
All right, bye everybody.
Good night.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Merry Christmas.
Happy McConaughey.
Don't buy bar.
And happy New Year.